And a very good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Marnica Oval. It's the second semi-final in the North Eastern Australian Football League Eastern Conference. It's the Queanbeyan Tigers taking on the Sydney Swans, the winner of this afternoon's game, straight through to the grand final in a couple of weeks. Unfortunate news earlier in the day, the undefeated under-18s weren't good enough for Eastlake. Eastlake taking out that game 9-8-62 to the Tigers 5-5-35, but they get to play again next week in the preliminary final, do the under-18s. It's a bright and sunny afternoon here at Marnica, but there's a fairly stiff breeze blowing and it's not real warm, I can tell you. I don't want to hear any further complaints about Greenway Oval in Tuggeranong next time we go there, because we're outside in the elements today and it's not all that warm. Good afternoon, Craig Revelle.
And probably less protected, aren't we, playing this at the home of football in the nation's capital?
We are.
And we're Roy and HG at a card table at the back of the grandstand.
Anyway, we can see the ground. Peter Newham is down on the boundary line today. And we'll introduce Peter. I think he's got an injured Tiger who can't play today, and that's Andrew Swan to have a chat to. Good afternoon, Pete.
Thank you, Mal. Craig, I do. I've got injured centre back Andrew Swan. Injured a couple of weeks ago, Swanee, but it's not as bad as we all thought at the time.
No, it's not as bad as we originally thought. Looking to come back hopefully next week, so, or grand final, whichever comes out of today.
So you'd probably prefer to have the extra week off next week and then just play 2 weeks in the grand final, really, wouldn't you?
Yeah, another 2 weeks break would do us a world of good. Bit more time for the injury to heal and bit more time for the teammates to recover. But we'll see how today goes.
Now, the injury, give us sort of the rundown on what the actual injury was, mate.
I just went up for a mark and I came down, landed on it, and just twisted. So I done this with a stage one strain to their medial crucial ligament, and I've also done some meniscus damage. So
I had some meniscus damage too, mate, so that's pretty easily fixed. Today, we were just chatting off air, fantastic day, but the Swans, benchmarking this competition for the last couple of years, it's going to be a tough day.
It will be a tough day, but the boys are ready for it, so just bring it on and we'll see how we go.
Thanks, mate. While I'm here, I've also got under-18s player, Steve Camp, undefeated until today, mate.
Yeah, it was a bit disappointing, but they were just too good in the end, so got to shape up for next week, I guess.
Now, was there a little bit of complacency going through the season undefeated?
Oh, yeah, maybe just a little bit, but that's all right. We'll get back to it next week. Probably a real wake up call for us. So got to bounce back.
You got to put up with the gooses throwing stuff at you, Stevie. It's just a whole part of the media game. So good luck next week. I'll wander over, guys, and try to get Jared Crouch before the start.
All right, thanks very much there, Peter. And, we spoke off air, Mal, and you had a doomsday scenario for the Queanbeyan Tigers that could be out the end of this weekend. They have three teams playing next weekend.
Yeah, well, the reserves play tomorrow, and that's an elimination final. They win that, they go through to take on Eastlake, who were beaten in reserve grade. The reserve grade score just finished Belconnen 12-5-77, Eastlake 9-10-64.
There you go. 2 minutes.
Yeah. As we might head down to Pete, he's got Jared Crouch, Swans coach.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I've got Swans reserves coach Jared Crouch, and beautiful day for footy, mate. But you got to come to Canberra to play it.
Yeah, you do. I guess it could be worse. There's no ice on the ground. Last time I think I was here, there was ice on the ground. But no, look, it's a beautiful day. First day of spring, it's got that feel in the air, isn't it? It's finals football.
Now, your team from last week to this week, you've probably got half a dozen name changes. Are they mostly your top up players? Your core looks like it's fairly solid.
Well, we're required to play 10 top up, so yeah, of course we're then working in with the Sydney Footy Clubs or wherever they play to make sure that, you know, they're playing for them in finals or however it happens. So there obviously is a high turnover of those guys. But I guess, you know, what's important about our side is the seniors had an injury. Sam Reid comes out, Tom Walsh goes in. So that's what's important for these guys, that they're in good form, so that, if a last-minute injury does occur, that they can step into the senior side, as is what Mitch Morton has done with Jude Bolton out the last couple of weeks.
So there was no chance of Jude Bolton coming back through the reserves, mate. It would have been a handy inclusion.
I kept telling him it would be pretty handy to get him in there, but no, look, I want to say this sounding wrong, but he's too valuable to come here and get injured. You know, you'd rather, if he's going to get injured, he's not sure, you'd rather do it at AFL level rather than get injured. You know, we've got to you know, ground with a funny wicket on it and that type of stuff. It's the last thing John Longmire would want to do.
Now, you welcome back Mitch Morton, runner-up in the leading goal kicker because James Kavanagh got him 2 weeks ago. Fantastic inclusion. He's obviously be the focal point of your attack.
Look, he's very stiff. Like he's 2 games in the seniors. One of the things I most admired about Mitch is, you know, he's played 20 odd games here or 20 weeks here in the reserves, and you know he's a senior AFL player. And you know, at any a lot of the clubs at the bottom of the table would be getting a weekly game, but he's, you know, week in week out he plays his role. It's a bonus he gets goals because it's not necessarily always about him getting goals, which is what's important. But look, he's I admire the way he's come back, and you know, he'll he's a senior AFL player. You'd hope that he'd be able to get his hands on the footy a couple of times.
Thanks for chatting to us, mate. All the best.
Right, that's Peter Newham talking to the Swans coach Jared Crouch, and Craig, a pretty inexperienced looking Swans lineup, really. When you you look at their listed players that are playing today, it's just Dennis Lane, Morton, Lamb, Everett, White, Spanger, McNeil, Moore, Heath, Lynch, Cunningham and Gordon. The rest are all top-up players, so quite a number of those we haven't seen before.
Now, I can't ever remember seeing Plug, Surtbus. I think we've seen Thurgarlan before, but certainly Boschetta is not one that I remember calling.
Yeah, Ray might have played a couple of games last year. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, like Dunn, Green, Shea and Cullen, haven't seen those.
We've seen Cullen.
Maybe he played out at Dairy Farms.
Yeah, I remember Cullen once.
Now for the Tigers, they welcome back Neil Irwin and also, who is the other player back? Here it is. It's Josh Bryce, of course. They're back into the team from the team that played last time against the Tuggeranong Hawks. Unfortunately, Daniel Campbell's gone out. Well, he's got one of those moon boots on his right foot. He might have done an Achilles problem at training, but he certainly was one of the leading goal kickers out there at Greenway. He might have kicked 6 goals in that last game against the Tuggeranong Hawks. So he's gone out of the team. Bo Watts, who also went off on a stretcher in that last game with a knee injury, has made a miraculous recovery. Obviously, it wasn't as bad as he thought. And he's still in the side, as are the 2 guys who had ankle problems in Kirkwood and Fruind.
Peter Newham's got more down from the boundary line.
Just on Daniel Campbell, he's got according to Chuck Fowley, who's very technical, he's got a crook ankle. That's the word, a crook ankle. Interesting on the Swans, with Jared Crouch commenting that they've got to use 10 top-up players, but they actually talked to the Sydney teams on some of the better players may well be playing in grade competition in Sydney. So they just sort of get what's available. And I can probably point out that local umpire Gavin Whitehouse is the emergency umpire today for this game.
All right, what about the other three green gypsies in the centre? And, of course, Peter can't hear me now because he's dropped his monitoring there. But, yeah, we got 34, I think 32, and, well, you'd hope they're the three best in the competition,
Mal. Unfortunately, we don't have their names. We'd give them to you if we did. Strong breeze blowing down towards the pool end of the ground here at Marniga today. Probably maybe a 4-goal breeze. Mm. Certainly was the scoring end in the reserve grade. Goals kicked at both ends in the under-18s, but mostly in that last quarter it was to the pool end of the ground. So we'll just wait and see as the teams get into position who's going which way.
I've got a feeling that
the Tigers are going Tigers, with the breeze, because yep. Fruin's down there, as is Ben Klimke. James Kavanagh, who came off with a bit of an injury in that last game, back ready to play today. And the last time these two teams met, and the only time, funny draw, where these two teams only met once during the year, the Swans ran out 47-point winners. Kavanagh and Morton kicked 6 goals each for their respective teams. Swans blew the Tigers out of the water in the first quarter, 7-7 to 1-3 it was at quarter time. The Tigers can ill afford that to happen today. They really need to be with them at half time. They got back into the game to trail with just 2 goals early in the last quarter, but faded away again. So here we go, second semi-final, winner straight through to the grand final. Looks like it's Jesse White taking on Neil Irwin in the first ruck. Irwin probably got the tap. Shark by Moore, but kick smothered. Moore goes after it again. Can't clear it. Jolliffe in there for the Tigers. Nobody can break free. Still in the centre square. The umpire lets it go. He'll have to ball it up now because that ball's not coming out.
Ball up take place. Just, well, rugby mauled forward into Queanbeyan territory as the bounce goes down. Good bounce to Irwin, caught behind as White gets it down. Gets it down as far as Everett, who gets his kick thrown off it. Then it's the pack forming over the ball once again. Still eventually cleared. Jared Moore gets the big kick up to centre-half forward. Vacant centre-half forward getting back to it first was Spanger. Spanger eventually able to get the ball to McNeil, and McNeil goes up towards the centre of the ground where Trent Dennis Lane running onto the bouncing ball. He'll do the big U-turn now. Kicks backwards, looking for Everett. It got sharked and dropped the mark. So eventually the Tigers start to clear it with a chain of handballs to get it to centre wing, grandstand side.
One-on-one contest here. Sam Jensen and his Sydney opponent, and that was the 45 in Gordon. Mismatch in height there, and it's gone over the line right on the interchange area. Boundary throw in. Just over a minute gone, the first quarter. No score on the board. Ruck contest. Handball out of the pack, shark by Sydney. They go forward. Spanger and Jakes, neither of them knew where the ball went. And off hands over the line in front of the Sydney dugout this time.
Throwing to take place.
The key matchup, guys, Mitch Morton being taken by the Tigers' number one defensive stopper in Josh Bryce. It should be an interesting matchup.
Danaher shrugged off the kick after the ball up went Tigers' way, or throwing went Tigers' way. Eventually, the Tigers get to bring it downfield, and it's over the boundary line, 55 metres from the Queanbeyan attacking goal, and it looks like Quade to do the ruck work here on this throw-in, which will hit about the 50-metre arc.
Quade and White. White at the back. Tried to get the tap away, but the Swans shark it well. It might have been Lamb there getting it forward. Now Sydney into their attacking forward line. Cade Klimke couldn't take the mark. Kirkwood slapped it straight to Dennis. No, it's not Dennis Lane, it's Serbus. His high kick towards the full forward area. Good punch away by Cade Klimke. He's outnumbered, though. Plenty of Swans there. In fact, three of them. Good tackle by Klimke. Will they kick it through for a goal? No, it's been rushed by the Tigers' defence. And the first score on the board. After 2.5 minutes, it's the Swans one behind. Tigers yet to score.
Atkins to do the kick out now for the Tigers. He's got Jolliffe free, a short, but he decides to go long, use that breeze. Goes long, good kick in fact, gets it down to Kirkwood. Kirkwood by hand on the 1-2 with Griggs. He gets it back now and then kicks long. Far side centre wing towards the Fingerland scoreboard, in the hands of Kavanagh, but a good chop on the arms has managed to clear that. And it'll be running all the way down Kirkwood, who then gets slung as he kicks it. Still outside 50, right in front of the scoreboard. Mallon pack forms over the ball.
Sydney are going to get free, though. They've worked it well out of defence. And across the ground, the kick should favour White. He juggles it about three times, hangs onto it eventually. He's got runners going past with the handball. They have a bounce. Fruin chasing valiantly. Couldn't get there. Good to see him back after that ankle problem. Handball by Sydney. Now Morton's got it. Right on centre wing, Everett goes with the long kick into the forward line, but Kay Klemke read it best and he'll cut it off.
Yeah, the ball had been travelling a lot further, but that time it just dropped down and Klemke, man in front. Stevens with the ball, looks up forward, he chips it over the top to Grigg, takes a good overhead mark right at centre-half back. He goes by hand back to Stevens, who goes wider still. He goes looking out there for Kirkwood. Kirkwood now to the far side centre wing, looking for Danaher. It hits his chest, bounces away, and he recovers with the tackle, bringing the Swans man to ground.
Umpire calls for a ball up on that outer side. Should have taken that mark, Mitchy Danaher, but he followed it up with a good tackle. Umpire bounces it. Irwin and White, swung by the Swans. In there, Cunningham got a releasing handball, but it's going to be cut off by Atkinson. He bombs it straight back to full forward at the back. Ben Klemke takes a great mark. Read it well. That just carried a bit further with the breeze, that one. And he read it best and has taken the mark about 20 metres out. Not real angle to speak of, and he should go back. And after nearly 5 minutes, kicked the first goal of the game.
Of course, Klemke had an injury there for a little part of the season. What, this would be about his third or fourth game back, Mal. since he had that time off.
He had an ankle problem as well.
Mm-hmm.
So Ben Klemke walking in. Kick on its way. Goal umpire likes it. So does he. First goal of the afternoon goes Queanbeyan's way. They're one straight six after 5.5 minutes. The Sydney Swans are one behind.
Guys, just from the boundary side, there's plenty of speed on in this game. Just a couple of times players going up and back and a few players blowing nice and early. So the intensity certainly there. Some of the contests have been actually quite ferocious, and I can certainly hear them from the sideline here.
Yeah, you'd expect nothing less, Mal, in a final of this nature as the Tigers get the first major. They lead one straight six, 2-1 behind one. And critical for the Tigers, they need to get that 4-5 goals that this breeze really has got in its tail.
Yes, winning straight through to the grand final in a couple of weeks. White won the tap. Nobody can break free from the middle. Tiger on the bottom of the pack. Going through Kirkwoods, he's tackled hard. Conroy going in as well, but there's a whistle on the play.
Porter's hurt from that tackle too there earlier.
Kirkwood with the free kick.
Get Pete to keep an eye on that one as Porter's coming from the ground, limping off after that centre bounce where he had heavy contact on his right knee. Gets it to Quade now.
Yep, with a good mark. Out looking for Kavanagh, nice kick. Chess mark, it's King that's come off for the Tigers.
Of course it is.
So, in the hands of the trainers, Kavanagh centres it up, dangerous kick, not good, cut off by Dennis Lane. At the back there was Spanger as well, and Sydney now work it very quickly into their forward line, a one-on-one contest out there. Kate Klemke hang on to the tackle, released the player, and Sydney are going to run into an unopposed mark in the goal square. Just wait and see who it is.
It's Serbis,
is it?
Serbis.
Yeah, I'm not sure if the T's
silent or not.
Silent or not, but he's kicked the goal. So that was a bad turnover at half forward by the Tigers. You just can't afford to kick it back into the central corridor to a contest that created the turnover straight down the other end for a goal. The Swans take the lead after 7.5 minutes. They're 1-1-7. The Tigers, one straight kick it. Six.
What's the concern down there, Peter?
Benny King just having a little bit of a stretch. He just looks a bit sore. The physio went across to him. He shrugged the physio across and said, "I'm okay." He's now having a run there. It just might have just been a knock, but he looks okay.
Ball up in the centre has White and Irwin to go at it once again. White's had the best of the taps. This time it's Irwin. Gets it down at the feet of Heaslip. And it's all wrapped up, and a high tackle is actually being called. Griggs getting the free kick, goes by hand immediately. Quick kick out, gets to Danaher. This time he locks it up on the chest, but his kick is a scrubber. Bounces away off the chest. Irwin will pick up the rebound, goes by hand. Quick chain of handballs now, gets it out to Dickinson, who goes up the ground, and a good mark has been taken by your man there, Mal?
Fruin. Yep. Played in front like all good small forwards should. Thought I saw Matt Spanger go up the race there a minute ago for the Swans as well, so we might just
keep an eye on that one,
see if we can track that down. He's one of their key forwards today.
Has had seniors experience.
Yep, Brett Fruin, normally a good kick on its way, is away to the right, through from behind, locks up the scores after 9 minutes, 1-1-7 apiece.
So Sydney to work it out of the back line. The Queanbeyan get their zone into position quite quickly. So they're looking for space now. Just a short kick and then looking to go long to White. Quade gets in front. Punch down, but Sydney have the numbers. Eventually it's scrubbed forward. That was Morton who gets it moving as it's intercepted this time by Franchi. Franchi by hand. Irwin who goes up into the pocket. Bouncing ball. Fruin to get another chance, Willie. As it goes, no, that was Sam Jensen who was trying to get that ball and keep it into play. And unfortunately for the Tigers, right in front of the digital scoreboard, the ball is out of bounds. 30 metres away from their attacking goal. We're 9.5 minutes gone. First term of this second semi-final.
Ball back into play. Swans working hard in defence, trying to get it out. Tigers forwards tackling well at the moment. Now White's got it. Gets out of the first tackle. Kick out towards centre wing, but in front, Roy Jakes will cut it off again. for the Tigers. He's got Irwin switched loose in the middle.
No,
he goes backwards to Klemke.
If there was a crowd here, they'd boo that.
Yes, it's a bit disappointing there. Klemke's kick, that's a half volley to the Tigers player. Slung as he kicked it, but they keep it in. Franchi again puts his teammate under pressure, but nice handball out of the pack up towards half forward. Well, they all went up early and missed it. And again, Sydney under pressure in defence, slipping and sliding on this ground at the moment. But there's a whistle, is there? No.
Connor, I thought, got taken late then. It's going back to him now, so it will be Potter at left back pocket. He goes
short out towards Jesse White, who marks.
White's covering a lot of distance here early in the game. It'll be interesting to see how his tank is, because he's spent a bit of time up and down in the AFL senior side as he gets the kick to Lynch. Lynch will look forward now. All the options really closed up as the Tigers have got back here in defence. So he goes centre wing, far side of the ground, worked under the ball well, Franchi, and eventually it was Danaher who got a quick hand pass back, then a mongrel Torp up forward in front of the Fingledon scoreboard. It's bounced the way of the Tigers now as they burst inside 50. Pack flies. No one can take a clean ball. Getting a hard bump that time was Jensen, knocked to ground, but the Tigers still got control of it. Hand pass out to Jolliffe. Jolliffe tries to kick it around the body, and the mark is taken well by Ben Klemke.
Yeah, he could have blazed away, but he saw Klemke on the lead, and he's taken a good mark, but he's tight in the pocket. Probably can run out and around because it's on that preferred side for right footer. Has the Tigers only goal? What's he going to do? Runs around, kicks it straight across the face. It might have been touched off the boot, and it's gone out of bounds. Best result for the Tigers, really.
Well,
it was a terrible
second
kick.
Best result. The goal,
yeah,
was the
goal
best
would have
result.
Been better, but it never looked like it in there. So needs a bit of practice on these old bananas. Anyway, the throw in right forward pocket. Who can break free here?
Sydney have a lot of numbers back. In fact, Cade Klemke's he's a mile away from his man.
As the Tigers out of the pack, short pass towards Jolliffe. It's tapped to him by Kavanagh. Snap, not good enough. Didn't come back. Through from behind, though, puts the Tigers in front.
Good thing is Jolliffe is getting front and centre, so he's getting the opportunities at that ball that's getting spilled out of the pack, out of the back end of the pack, and that's presenting him with opportunities to have to get the ball further forward.
12 and a half gone, first quarter. It's the Tigers 8, the Swans 7. So a tight first quarter. That'll be suiting Queanbeyan, but they are kicking with the wind and not getting much score on the board for it. Long kick in, looking for Everett. Punched to the front by Stevens. Conroy, can he keep it in? No. We'll have a throw in.
Toby Conroy been quiet so far in the match. And the Queanbeyan Tigers have really used him as a bit of an engine man throughout the centre, right throughout this year. Quade got the tap down against White. Stevens gets the second hand pass, runs a goal as he was getting tackled, and that's the second for the Tigers. They move up to 2 goals, 2-14. They lead the Swans 1-1-7, and that's a better result with this wind advantage they've got now, and they'll be looking to put another two quick ones on before the end of this term. Peter.
Quite noticeable, guys, the breeze down at ground levels. It is quite noticeable, and it's probably, it's a bit fluky at times, but you'd have to think it's maybe 2 goals, when it's at its best.
And it'd be 2 goals in an under-10s match, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I'd be going for four or five.
I thought four, but anyway. Well, he's the man down on ground level. But
have you found out about Spanger down there, Pete?
On the breeze, guys. It's there. It's more a breeze than a wind. And if we have a look at the flags, it's more sort of going towards the Tigers' end, but probably to this grandstand side. So it's not direct.
All right, still in the middle. There's a high tackle to the Tiger. Ben King back out there. Good to see. Nathan Curlin's gone into the ruck now. Goes out looking for Jolliffe. It went over his head. At the back of the pack, Griggs trying to corral Potter to the boundary line. He does that successfully. And we'll have a boundary throw in just outside the attacking 50-metre arc for the Tigers. 14 to half gone first quarter. They're 2-2-14. Swans are 1-1-7. Tigers do have the breeze in this first quarter. In the pack, though, the Swans player had it a long time in Lamb. Umpire let it go. Hard tackling again by the Tigers in the forward line. Locks it in. not coming out at the moment. Is that in the back? Umpire says holding the ball. I think he does.
Well, I think he's picked that one, but it had been scrappy play, Mal, and there was probably a couple of other occasions where he could have got the man for holding the ball.
So Quade with the free kick against Gordon. Potter told to get out of the area. So Quade, will he get the distance?
He should be able to go from here.
Yeah, they were in the reserve grade. Kick on its way, it starts right, it's working back, it's coming back, and it's a goal.
Great kick, he read the wind beautifully there. Well, breeze, wind, it did its job, and it got it through the centre.
Tigers to 3-2, 20, Swans 1-1-7, 15.5 gone in the first quarter.
At its greatest, it actually is a win, but more likely a breeze. As it straightened up a little bit, but it's, as I said before, it's going straight, but probably a little bit to the grandstand. But Quade has put that out there and let the breeze then bring it back. Fantastic kick.
Good work there by Quade. He gets the third for Queanbeyan. They're 3-2-20, leading the Swans 1-1-7, 16-minute mark of the first term, Mal.
Now in the AFL, almost quarter time, the Swans 29, Geelong 26, and Adelaide a goal, Gold Coast a point.
As Queanbeyan work it out of the centre, now bombing inside 50, two on one, working hard to get back to the ball. The Swans just trying to plug up this mini torrent from the Tigers at the moment. They work it out, just out to the Fingleton scoreboard at left half back flank. And eventually clear it further to centre wing where the mark is taken. Was that Everett that took the mark on the wing?
I don't think so.
Kicks up, now drives it along to White. White dodges one tackle, spins out of another, goes with a hand pass to a player in more trouble. Tigers manage to lock it up as the right back flank, but Sydney with numbers there. He's been getting a lot of this ball, service. And Serbus gets it forward now as Dennis Lane goes to Morton. And Morton takes a mark right in front of the sticks. So Morton should be able to put Sydney second on the board here in a quick reply.
Yeah, Josh Bryce unfortunately slipped over there and left Morton all alone as he plays on and slots it through for his first. The Swans second. Tigers still lead it though. 3-2-20 to 2-1-13 after 17.5 minutes. In this first quarter.
Now, Spanger, we saw go up the race there. Pete, have you seen if he has come back to the bench? He's checking that one out now as he heads towards the Sydney dugout. It's 3-2, plays 2-1 here. 17 and a three-quarter minute mark of the first term. Tigers football brought to you by your Tigers club. 20 Queen Bar Road, Carabao, your Tigers club. Proud sponsors of QBNFM football.
So back to the middle, White in ruck against Curlin. White won it down, now Moore with a quick kick forward into open spaces. Dennis Lane there, as well as Kirkwood. Kirkwood does a good job, gets out of the first tackle, releases the handball to Bryce. Along the wing, in front, Jensen will take it. He plays on quickly on the left boot. That's not a real good kick. Props in front of Quade. And the Swans defence. Heath got absolutely hammered, but he gets up slowly. Moore's kick to half. Ford's a good one. It's marked by Bushida. Plays on quickly to his teammate. Now up to a pack situation. Nobody can grab the mark. Ball, there was a high tackle to the Swans player. As Heath still counting his ribs. Looks like he might be coming to the bench. Sydney free though, within goal scoring range. And it's Morton again. As Heath has a spell, he's replaced by Ray.
Pete's just been up the race in Sydney. He's in Sydney's change rooms there to try and get us a bit more information. But at the moment, doesn't look like we're going to see Spanger back, Pete.
So Mitch Morton's kick's a goal. Well, I look at it from here.
It is indeed.
Yep, so that's his second. Swan's third, Tigers.
I just went up into the rooms. The door closed, so couldn't actually get in. But I'll make some inquiries down here at the bench.
All right, Tigers by a point, 3-2-20 to the Swans 3-1-19. We've played 19.5 minutes in this first quarter.
That's the big thing about the Swans. Now you can never just think you've got them. You've always got to be hard at it. And well, Queanbeyan have seen two quick goals as the reply from Sydney in the last 2 minutes of the game. As we head towards time on here in the first term, it's 3220 plays 3119 at Marnica Oval for the second semi-final of the NEAFL. Spot in the grind final at stake is the bounce. Well, it was outside the two concentric circles, so Curlin, even though he got a good hand to it, it's called back and will reset the square. Umpire getting ready to go with the bounce again. It's White up against Curlin. Curlin again with a good tap. Stevens couldn't get it a ball clear, but it does go Tigers' way, but they're dispossessed quickly and running through the centre. That's Everett, who bombs it up towards full forward. Good mark at the back. Worked underneath. Oh, pushing the back's the call. Mm. I thought he'd worked his man beautifully underneath it, Klemke. But Klemke now, that's Cade, with the free kick to Curlin outside of 50.
Lucky free kick, I think, that one for the Tigers. Over the top, the kick going to Stevens, put him under pressure, but he was able to mark it. He wheels around, low kick, terrible, cut off by Potter.
He had the man free there, but Potter was just in there to take the space, and, well, the turnover's affected.
So right on centre wing, Potter sends it forward again, no doubt, looking for Jesse White. Up he goes, bounced off his head, couldn't take the mark. Sydney with a series of handballs, Lamb trying to break free. He's had it a long time, but he got it away, and he's been penalised too long. Spun in the tackle. Griggs gets the free. Comes to the grandstand side. Danaher takes an easy mark.
Kirkwood's an opportunity here again. Stevens comes off the ground.
Yeah, along the line, no good, because Kavanagh caught at the back. Everett took the mark in front. He's much bigger in live player, Andreas Everett, than he is on TV. Kick up towards White. He shoved Griggs out of the way too easily.
That's a big mismatch there, though. Yeah, Griggs, smothered by Griggs.
Dennis Lane took it, tackled immediately. They all dive in. White, all pile on top of it. Danaher in there. Umpire says ball up.
Great smother from Griggs, but, gee, that's a mismatch to have Griggs on Jesse White.
So it's 21-22 gone now. Swans trailing by point. Tigers 20, Swans 19.
Swans will be very happy with that as it's scrubbed out by Lamb. Cade Klemke just doesn't get the bounce he needs as the ball slung Morton in the tackle and got it over the boundary line 15 metres away from Queanbeyan attacking goal, from Sydney attacking goal. And Sydney kicking towards the church here at the Marnica end.
Ball back into play. Oh. Quick kick out of the pack by Everett. It's on line. It's not got the legs, though. Will Jakes knock it through? Eventually he does. Scores all level here now. At Marnica in the second semi, 3-2-20 apiece. Klemke, quick kick in.
Guys, Matt Spanger back on the bench, and he's made it very, very clear to the coach that he is right to go.
All right.
Okay, Tigers lucky with the kick in. Now Franchi's got it on centre wing. Centres it up. He's got to get there. Ben Klemke didn't. Jesse White dropped what he should have taken. Finishes up back with him. He'll kick it to his teammate in the middle, Cunningham. He brings it to this grandstand side. And the Lynch. Swans through Lynch. Wide kick, and that's going to go out of bounds.
That's deliberate, isn't it?
No, well, his teammate was there. He just couldn't get to it. Lamb.
Throwing to take place. I reckon Jolliffe's going to have to go. Oh, no, they're eventually getting there, Irwin and White, to do the ruck work on the throw-in. Right at the interchange bench for Queanbeyan as the pack forms over the ball. It's been pulled back in. Did the umpire see that or not? It eventually, Maul is called and we'll have a ball up. So forward of centre wing, grandstand side here, 23 and a half minute mark of the first term, and it's all locked up, 3-2 apiece. Here at Marnica.
Irwin with a big spike forward. Unfortunately, no Tiger player there. Atkinson lays a good tackle. He hasn't done much in this first quarter. Ball spills out the back. It's all Sydney. Moore wheels around, kicks it over Potter's head. Two Tigers there. Irwin, well, he probably was trying to slap it out, and he succeeded. So we'll have a boundary throw in down near the Tigers' dugout. I guess I'll be happy with the not being a mile behind early in the game. Atkinson gets the handball. It went to Danaher. He's tackled straight away. Hot footy at the moment. Swans with a quick kick out of the pack. Bryce, a good spoil. And is he holding the man? He is.
Yeah, I think he was being held on to, but the hand pass goes back to Morton. Morton kicks, that's Lamb, sorry, kicks long up, and then for once it's been Jarks who's been caught out of position that time by Morton. And Morton now outside 50, just goes front and centre into the corridor. Bouncing ball, gets away from everyone. It's Shakespeare who gets back there. goes back, centering kick, and it'll be straight down the throat of Lamb, who is in the corridor, 40 metres away from goal.
Yeah, they need to pick him up. He's been very prominent in this first quarter.
Yeah, particularly in this last 10 minutes, he's been able to. Obviously, the Sydney fitness from these senior players is the key when you get into that last 10 minutes of each quarter, where you'd expect them to be able to keep their energy and keep their attack on the football up higher than the semi-pros of the rest of the NEAFL.
So Lamb to put the Swans in front.
Came off the side of the boot.
And they do go to the front. No, they don't. It's out on the full. Boy, wow. Boy, that drifted well away.
You could see when he dropped that the ball drop was on the outside of the boot. But it still looked like it was flying well in the middle of that flight. But it's Roy Jarks. Danny Jarks is a... taken up a new sporting passion too, Mal, as he kicks long looking for Stevens. Stevens has the mark spoiled by Moore and eventually will control the ball. Goes back by hand. Kick out to centre wing, running onto it hard. Good mark taken that time by Fruin. Fruin looks around, looking upfield. He wants to go long. He wants to go long as he can to the big Cav, who makes a good lead, but he's led underneath it.
Pushed
and,
it.
Yep, we'll get the free kick. Atkinson plays on, and Atkinson will get the play on goal. So everyone really stopped then, and Atkinson decided, well, I can't see anyone between me and the sticks. I'm going to have a ping. It pays off, and the Tigers go 6 points up, 4-2-26.
It's the update, boys. That looks like Mitch Morton's now being looked after by Danny Jacks, and Josh Bryce has gone to the taller player, which is Spranger. But it looks like it may well be just when Mitch Morton's closer to goal that change is made, because it looks like they're going back there now.
4-2-26 to 3-2-20 here at Manuka Oval for Tigers football at the 27-minute mark of the first term.
Yeah, luck's a fortune there for the Tigers. Everyone really stopped there because they weren't sure whose free it was. And Jared Atkinson, just loitering at the back, picked it up and played on.
It was a goal or 50, depending on which way the ump's arm was.
Yeah, anyway, so back to the middle we go. Tigers through Jolliff. Now Heaslip, he needs to kick it. Scrubs a kick, but it's going to be cut off. Poor play. They just can't afford to muck around with Sydney. Spanger's got the mark too far at the score. He plays on quickly because he gets a lead from Dennis Lane and found space.
Yeah, Dennis Lane just left his man for dead then, Mal.
Yep, Kirkwood just couldn't keep up with him. But in the middle, like, they just mucked around with it, the Tigers, trying to be too fancy by half.
Yeah, you got a big wind. Just kick the ball long.
And you can't afford to muck around when you're playing Sydney because they'll just burn you going the other way. And they have, but Dennis Lane hasn't kicked it yet. Let's see how he goes. This is his first real shot on goal. Stuttery run up. It starts to the middle and it hooks by a lot. Didn't get the distance.
Glad there's no breeze out there.
As the Tigers trying to rush it through at the back. That's Conroy, but he gets a handball away to Kirkwood. Chips it along the line. Danaher marks. Goes back into the corridor. Heaslip takes the mark.
Heaslip can go long here. He's got options.
Well, he should, because he's got to get it out of that area. He goes as far as he can towards Quaid.
Good mark.
That's a sensational mark. Everyone streams back now. He's got Danaher running past on the left. Sends it up, and it's all Sydney. Campbell Heath, who's recovered after that early knock.
Cav stopped running then, and then he was complaining it wasn't delivered on his chest.
Now McNeil, he's been a bit quiet early in this quarter. He goes across the ground looking for Spanger. There's the siren to end the first quarter. 28 minutes and 43 seconds by my reckoning when the bell went. So it's the Tigers in front at quarter time, but they were kicking with the wind in that first quarter. They're 4-2-26. The Swans are 3-2-20. Craig, you want to check the goal scorers?
No, I don't.
I didn't keep them. All right, I'll do it then.
I didn't bring a pen today, Mal, so my team sheet's got about 35 players on each side, and I'm just playing it by ear. But I know Atkinson's kicked one.
All right, I'll do it. Quaid, Stevens, Atkinson and Ben Klemke. And for Sydney, Morton has two and Service has the other. So fairly even first quarter, as you'd expect for the top two teams playing off for the automatic right to go through to the grand final. The Tigers, fortunately, for them...
I think it's unfortunately, Mal.
Well,
because, honestly, you saw two shots at goal by Sydney that got kept out of goal by the breeze or the wind, depending on what you want to call it. It was...
They could have been four kicks.
Goal wind.
Yeah, it probably
and
is.
And they are... They'll be happy, I think, if they can turn at halftime now and only be four goals down, because effectively they should be seven goals down by halftime if everything holds true.
Oh well, they're just going to have to play some quite defensive football in this second quarter. In the AFL, 6 minutes into the second quarter, down at Geelong, the Swans senior grade are leading 36-27. And over in Adelaide, the Crows are 20, leading the Gold Coast 8 after 19 minutes in the first quarter.
Mm.
So here at Marnica, it's the Tigers. Well, they'll be happy to be in front after getting 7-7 to 1-3 put on them last time they played. They're 4-2. The Swans are 3-2. Here's Pete.
Look, guys, I can't help but hear you talking about the wind slash breeze. Now, where I'm standing right here now, there's not a lot going on. But you can probably then hear it through the microphone. It actually then picks up. So what I was actually saying before is it's actually a little bit fluky. It tends to come and go. Jared Crouch, actually Mitch Morton, interesting, coming into their huddle, suggested it was probably about a 4 or 5 goal breeze. But that is only when it's up and running. The interesting thing, that last goal kick, you mentioned it was affected by the breeze. It actually went right to left and actually has gone completely the opposite direction of what the wind is actually should have pushed it. But Tigers are probably, you may be happy that they didn't get blown away in that first quarter, but probably a little unhappy that they didn't make the most of the win.
All right, we'll get back to Peter when we can, after he's had a listen in to the respective groups. But as I mentioned in the corresponding, the only time they played this year, they were annihilated in the first quarter, 7-7 to 1-3. So they will be very happy that they are leading, even though they did have the breeze in that first quarter, 4-2-26 to 3-2-20. Repeating earlier grades, in the under-18s, the Tigers suffered their first loss for the year, but they're still in it. They play in the preliminary final next week. Eastlake ran away with it in the last quarter, 9-8-62 to the Tigers, 5-5-35. And a competitive game in the reserve grade, Belconnen were too good in the end with better kicking, 12-5-77 to Eastlake, 9-10-64. So Belconnen through to the grand final, and Eastlake take on the winner of the Tigers and Ainslie out here tomorrow afternoon in reserve grade.
In the NEAFL, it will be Ainslie and Eastlake tomorrow playing for the right to play the loser of today's game. Winner going through to the grand final in 2 weeks' time. And it'll be interesting to see. Ainslie, of course, the defending premiers, they'll want to make something out of the end of this season after having, I would call it, a lacklustre year, Mel.
And inconsistent, probably.
Yeah, and Eastlake have been a very solid team throughout the year, and they would be keen to keep their September dream alive. And obviously, they're going to be playing against Queanbeyan or Sydney in the grand final, and that's what we're determining here today. Peter Newham has been down and into the huddles of both teams, and I think both coaches would be fairly measured with their comments at this stage of the game, Pete.
I'm not sure he's listening.
Look, guys, interesting, just listening to Jared Crouch, made the point that the wind, the breeze will not kick the goals for the Swans. They need to double their work rate, keep working, keep their intensity up. He certainly praised some of the younger players for their intensity and certainly for their discipline in the first quarter. I'm just standing here and I'll get Adrian Pavisi as he comes off the ground as I wait to the mayor. The mayor would be torn today because there's three Queanbeyan teams playing sport and he cannot be everywhere. So I'll just grab a quick word with Adrian Pavisi. Pav, good to be in front, but did you squander a little bit with the breeze?
No, No, look, I think it's early in a final against the Sydney Swans. Normally we concede 7 or 8 goals, so we're very pleased with where we're at right now.
The boys are actually saying the difference between the last time you played, you were 6 goals behind at quarter time.
That's right, yeah, so that's why we're pleased. I mean, win, no wind, it's all about work rate. So they've proved, Sydney proved that you can get goals forward into this breeze, so we've just got to keep going.
You can certainly see from a normal round game to today the speed, the intensity, it's pretty fast, it's ferocious out there.
Yeah, absolutely, and we're really pleased the way our players have adapted, so they're all sort of going really well at the moment.
Cheers.
All right, that's Tigers assistant coach Adrian Pavisi.
It's always good to get Pav's thoughts on the game at the break as we get set.
Just another one, guys. Injury-wise, both teams are clear. And I was just talking to the guy that runs the board for the Swans, and they've actually got their different players of different colours. So he knows when he looks at the board exactly how many of the listed players and how many of the top-up players he's got on the field at any one time.
All right, thanks, Pete. Second quarter action about to get underway. Neil Irwin, Jesse White doing the action in the ruck work. Nice bounce. White won the tap straight down to Lamb. Can't break out of the middle, though. Ben King goes in for the Tigers. Now Conroy's got it. Had a quiet first quarter, really. Goes out wide looking for Franchi. Traps it. He's caught. He gets a quick handball away. Can his teammate help him out?
Nah.
Through the middle they come, and it's Kirkwood. Slips over on the cricket wicket. Might have been Dickinson in the end. And Jared Moore's got it for the Swans. Quick kick forward. Plenty of Sydney players there. They get a bad bounce. Klimke, Cade taps it away. And his teammate's got it. Now they go back. Kirkwood, got to get rid of it. That's holding the ball.
Yeah, tackle too slow then.
Yeah, tackle from behind by Spanger. The closing speed for a big man was good. And he'll go back, get the distance probably pretty easily with this wind. Got to be more aware from players coming behind.
Well, that's all comes down to talk, too. Are the Queanbeyan players talking?
He took too many steps. Like, he's got an awkward kicking style at the best, and he just needed to get rid of it quickly. Well, he kicks this from outside, the 50-metre arc.
And he kicks it
and
easy.
And it's straight through the middle for his first of the afternoon. The fourth for the Sydney Swans to bring the scores level again, 4-2-26 apiece. Just a minute gone in the second quarter. Bad play out of defence by the Tigers. They looked like they were going to get out of it, but Kirkwood just not quick enough.
One piece of play in that earlier passage, though, that was encouraging. Franchi, he had two players on him. He was tackled, but he tried to get the handball free. He was the first person to return to his feet and get a second effort there. So that was a good effort by Franchi there. And hopefully we can see more of those second efforts and getting that driving the ball forward for the Tigers. As we're back in the centre, scores all locked up after 2 minutes of the second term.
White and again, nice bounce. Well, neither ruckman really effective. Irwin roves it. Goes with a bit of a torp. Is it going to stay in?
Oh, bounces in.
Back in to player Atkinson. Got a bad bounce. Gordon's there for the Swans. Wheels around. Kick along the line is, was serious.
He's going. Lamb had affected the push-out contact before the ball was within the required, is it these days, 5 metres?
Yeah, but I don't think it was. Anyway, Griggs free kick for the Tigers. Lux of fortune there. It cleared the contest anyway, so Griggs goes with a very short kick to Conroy. Probably just 15 metres. It's right in front of us. Over the top going to Kavanagh, 2 to beat. Poor option. And Cav not happy with that.
He went with the cheap shot.
Yeah, to Lynch. Missed him as well, so
that's probably lucky.
He's had a quiet day, Cav, but he's got 2 to beat every time he goes near the ball. So Tigers have got to think their way through the forward attacks as the ball back into play, Irwin. Taps it to Potter of the Swans. He gets out of it. Up towards Spanger. Bounces over his head and Jake's head. It'll go over the line. We'll have a throw in front of the Tigers dugout. So early going second quarter. Swans with the only score in this quarter, a goal, to bring the scores back even. 4-2-26 apiece.
Tigers just trying to lock it up here around the grandstand wing as Irwin gets a good fist on it, but Moore reads it off his fist best. Touched off the boot was my call as Griggs and Conroy got a hand to it. Bouncing ball up forward. Irwin just tries to... Jarks. Just tried to keep it in with the handball.
He's been pinged there for...
Oh, I thought he was trying to keep it in there, so that's a tough call, and the free kick's going to McKinley of the Swans. So McKinley of the Swans now looking to...
Called a throw there, guys.
into the hot spot. Good punch away by the Tigers' defence again. At the front, they work it out. Now Jolliffe's got it at the back. Chip kick, too wide, I think, and it's out on the full.
These sort of mistakes down back, Mal, are what will cost the Tigers here.
Swans, well, I think they've got to go back, do they?
He's just called a 50. He's just given a 50. Well, I've got no idea what the first free kick was for, let alone the 50.
Well, it was out on the full, and...
But the ball had been kicked in.
Yes, so anyway, somebody's
infringed. And it was two kicks on. So this is a goal.
Anyway, Sydney have it. They're having a shot for goal now.
Everett.
And it's straight through the middle to put them in front by a goal. So a couple of errors there in the back half by the Tigers have cost them both times.
Now, I've called that error Everett, but it's not because the player's
Gordon.
Going back.
Yeah, I think it's Nathan Gordon who's snapped forward. And kicked one.
Yep, he should be easy to pick too, because he's one of the few men down back there. Oh, no, he's not. They've all got white boots on back there.
Yeah, so the Swans go to the lead 5-2-32 after 5 minutes in the second quarter. The Tigers 4-2-26. So, yeah, obviously somebody must have gone over the mark when that
second
kick back into play happened, because as the bounce goes out of the circles, it'll be recalled back in the middle. Because it was clear out on the full from Jolliffe off the left, and then the short pass back in, and then the 50 was applied after the mark taken.
Irwin just very, very clumsily there.
Well, he's getting the free for Shepherd against
unbelievable.
White. Don't know what for.
How do you have a Shepherd when there's only two people in the circle?
Anyway, Tigers get it again. Fruin's got it. Can't pick it up. Now gets the handball back to Griggs. Short kick into the forward line. It's
well measured.
To Ben Klemke. He goes long looking for a Quade one-on-one. He gets to the front. Quade too strong. Takes the mark. 15 metres out directly in front.
We don't mention it often, but Quade playing against his old team.
The that free kick in the centre was quite interesting, because Neil Irwin was standing in the mark with his arms up. But I looked and I thought maybe the umpire had got the direction wrong, as Ryan Quade comes, kicks a goal for the Tigers. And the scores are all square.
Steadier there for the Tigers. They go to 5-2, 32 apiece at the 6.5 minute mark of this second term. And Mal, that was good grafting by the Tigers to work it forward from that free kick. And they just used well measured kicks to men who could take good overhead marks.
Ryan Quade's been on fire the last 3 or 4 weeks, marking everything. He had a bit of a finger injury there for a while, and he dropped a lot of marks he should have taken, but he's in red-hot form at the moment, and just worked his way to the front beautifully there. As the Tigers interchange King and Conroy at the same time there, so interesting move. Heaslip's gone into the middle with Griggs, Irwin and Stevens.
I think they're trying to get a match-up better on Andres Everett, who is quite a tall midfielder.
Yeah, Heaslip's gone to him. So the bounce up, and that'll come back, will it? It will. Went straight to Jared Moore. So they're not using the cricket pitch as the centre of the ground today. The circles are off the cricket pitch. Obviously, with a bit of rain, Irwin fell heavily in the middle. Everett burst through the pack, unopposed. Well, Heaslip needs to do better than that. Kick into the goal square. It's cleared the pack. No touch by Cade Klemke, says the goal umpire, behind of the Swans.
Klemke can go the quick kick out here. He's got the option of Jarks and Jolliffe. He could go further afield now as Heaslip makes a good lead in, but it goes behind him. Big kick up, and Bryce making good position at the back of the pack.
Like kicking from 60 metres, so
yeah,
not much
not
wind
bad.
There.
Yeah.
Bryce called to play on, goes to Cav right in the centre.
His Cav's got options. He played on too.
Goes wide. Nice kick. Finds Franchi.
He'll use his left. No.
Yes, he does, because he's got nothing else. Ben Klemke on a lead. Takes the mark. 80 out from goals. Wheels around. That's 50 metres. It is.
He dragged that one in too, because he circled round on the buddy line and just got himself into a position where he managed to pin, I think it was James Dunn, the top-up player, into the protected zone.
Yeah, well, the umpire didn't signal play on, and he was just too close, so nowhere near the 5 metres. So
Atkins going up the race there, Peter. Is there any problems there? As the kick moves in now, Ben Klimke. And this will be a good return. Ooh, he's got it, but he made the goal umpire work. And the Tigers go ahead by 5 points. It's 6-2, 38 to 5-3, 33.
Just gone past 9 minutes in this second quarter, so that's two goals apiece. So the Tigers will be happy.
Guys, he has gone up the race, but nobody's gone with him. So none of the physios or the trainers. It might just be a rest stop, maybe. But I'll give me a minute and I'll check it out.
King looks to come back on the ground as the ball up in the centre. Mal's checking out the scores in Melbourne for you as White jumps into the back of Irwin. Surely that's a free kick. Well, as running through, White gets a hand pass away as he is tackled to ground. Another quick hand pass by Cunningham, but the Tigers, the dogged defence here. White's got up with it again. It was a three-on-one. He manages to scrub a hand pass forward to a player in heavy possession. And Irwin has pulled out the softest high tackle free kick I've seen this year.
Gets the handball to Stevens. Long kick into the forward line over Jolliffe's head. He bounces in front of him. The Swans player falls over, so wheels around. Handball back to Bryce. He's in trouble. He handballs it to open spaces, but Moore gets there first. Quick handball to Cunningham. Now it goes to, I think, Lynch. Long kick into the forward line over Spanger's head. He traps it. He's tackled. He gets out of that first tackle, gets the handball away. Tigers need to stick some of these tackles, kick into the half-forward area. Franchi, well, he let it bounce, and it bounced away from him. Spinning out of the pack is Ray. Kick on its way, misses to the left. Was it Ray or Shea? I'm not sure.
I thought that was Bushita.
No, it's one of those 50s. They all look the same to me from here. Anyway, it's a behind. The Tigers lead 6-2, 38. Swans 5-4, 34. Conroy kicks it to himself, plays on. Oh. Now he puts overs into trouble. Spearing kick. Is that a mark or free kick?
It was a free kick, so why couldn't Jolliffe play on there? He was off into space.
I think he paid the mark, actually.
Oh, okay.
That's why he can't play on. Mm-hmm. So, luck's a fortune.
Well, he was unlucky there because he didn't take a mark, but he deserved a free kick.
He was going to get hammered. Geelong 46, Sydney 36, Adelaide 24, Gold Coast 9.
Gold Coast are a danger game, I'll tell you that, Mal, as the kick up to centre, kick up the centre wing, and the ball bouncing in front of the pack.
On the ball.
Danaher with a good solid tackle, getting their second, and it's Sydney that looks like they're just not reading the momentum of this play. As Danaher, centre wing, far side of the ground, looks to pump the Tigers forward once again. Oh, that was pushing the back.
Shoving the back to Kavanagh, yes.
Umpire's advantage. Called advantage, and no one had hands on the ball.
Well, he's called it back. Oh. Anyway, we saw one of those in the under 18s where the advantage was about a metre, and then the Tigers player was caught folding the ball. Kavanagh, short pass. It's all right. Mark out there, is it Quaid? Too far out to score. He goes with a pass, and Ben Klimke inside the 50 takes another good mark.
Klimke's presenting himself well, and because they're double teaming Cav so much, Mal, he's finding some space to work in.
Yeah, not a big back line, the Swans. They're all...
Oh, Gibbs here, he's optimistic if he thinks he's going to get an open pass at this stage.
So Ben Klimke has two goals already.
Bryce is still free. No one has picked him up. They know he's going for goal.
So a very slow walk in, really. Kick is coming back, is it? I think it is.
Crowd likes it.
For a goal. Ben Klimke's third of the afternoon. Always look left, but just drifted back through to sneak in for a goal. Tigers up to 7-2, 44. 10-point lead now over the Swans. 5-4, 34. 13 gone second quarter. That's probably the biggest lead of the day. 10 points.
Chad Atkinson ready to go back on, and I reckon it was a rest break more so than any injury. He's right to go. You know, good spirits down on the Tigers bench. And one interesting thing, guys, is every time there is a contentious decision or something's going on, I've got a guy sitting next to me that knows every rule in the book, and I'm getting a little bit of a schooling down here.
White with the tap out to his teammate Everett, who got it away by hand. To Cunningham, long kick into the forward line, but it's well read by the defence in Kirkwood. Scrappy old kick. at half volley to Franchi. Terrible handball. Goes to Jolliffe, who couldn't take it. Now the Tigers, well, they just need to kick it off the ground.
Oh, that was high, wasn't it?
Anyway, they've still got possession of it, but they're certainly struggling in the back line. They've worked it into the middle of the ground. Nobody can break free. Franchi picks it up. Well, he goes with a ridiculous handball backwards.
Into the corridor, too, which made it worse.
And the Swans have got it. Everett can turn around, have a pop shot, misses. Lux going the Tigers' way at the moment. Not sure what the defence were thinking there. Not a lot. 7-2 to 5-5. Tigers in front, 14 gone, second quarter.
Klemke looking to come to the grandstand side again. Goes long, got Heaslip and Jolliffe to choose. And Heaslip, well, he did try to mark it, but Jolliffe was paid it. As they go, quick hands, looking for Kavanagh. He's in the concentric circles. Fumbled, went to second effort that time with a handball away. Gives it to Stevens. Handball there to King, who scrubs a kick to centre-half forward, but there's no one there. Ben Klemke tries to make contact with the Swans players, but they are able to steady and goes to Lamb in the concentric circles now, who bombs it inside 50.
Long kick, nobody can mark at the back. It's all Tigers. Cade Klemke should pick it up. He does. He's got a handball. It goes to Jakes. They just keep it in along the line. That's okay.
Got options here. They can come inbound to the square or stay on that far side wing.
So the Tigers with the ball. Might be Danaher. Is it? Might be Bo Watts. Not sure. Anyway, nice kick finds Quade right on the centre. Out of sight of the ground. Chip along the lines, okay.
That's definitely Danaher.
That's Danaher taking the mark, so it probably was Bo Watts down back. Good to see him playing today after what looked a bad injury against the Hawks. And chip it backwards to Kavanagh, and he chips it to Heaslip.
So King's in the square here, an option.
That's a high and hope kick. In front, Quade marks again.
Quade's hands, as you said, Mal, have just been fantastic today.
Yeah, he's too tall at the moment for his opponents. Nice kick finds Atkinson. Right on the 50-metre arc, but tucked in the right pocket. Left pocket, sorry.
Bryce has an opportunity here just to run into the corridor and take a open mark. Morton's not paying him any respect down in the back half.
Atkinson, will he go for the magic run around the man on the mark and then have a flying shot, or is he going to have the deliberate one? Deliberate one as it is, got the distance easily. What about the accuracy? They like it. Nice kick. Boy, he can kick a ball, that man. When he wants to, that's the fourth for the quarter. So the Tigers are up to 8-2-50. The Swans are 5-5-35. 15 points, that would be the biggest lead of the game. 17 gone. Pete?
Look, interestingly, from a Tigers point of view, against the wind slash breeze, but the patience, kick it to a lead, and good foot skills. You know, every one of those passes went to the right player. And you're dead right. Jared Atkinson's probably the best kick the Tigers have seen, probably since Robert Anderson, I'd reckon.
As the ball back into the centre, we get set to resume play here at the 17 and a quarter minute mark of the second term. Tigers football on QBNFM. Tapped down by White. It's going to be scrubbed out by Conroy, who gets a second-hand pass away. That time only as far as Curlin, who has dispossessed. Sydney rebound, kicking it inside 50. They've got the numbers there, but they don't know what to do with it. Hand pass back to Moore. Moore steps round one defender and then lines up a goal. It's a good kick for the Swans, and they move to 6-5. They trail the Tigers 8-2.
In the AFL, Geelong are 47, Sydney are 38 at half time. And 6 minutes into the second quarter, it's the Crows 30 against the Gold Coast 17.
Well, they wasted no time at all, and that was good direct play, although I did think it was going to break down at half forward, Mal. They were looking around, looking for someone to go to, but eventually just a long hand pass into the corridor and the options opened up for them.
Yeah, a lot of room to move there. Bit unlucky for the Tigers in the middle. They look like getting away with it, but couldn't do it. So back we go to White and Curlin doing the ruck work. And will that come back? No, White got the
tap. I said play on.
McNeil. He's been fairly quiet, kicking to the forward line. Nobody can mark. In front, Bryce got the handball to Cade Klemke. Can bring it wide. He does. He's got a couple of Tigers players. Jensen took his eyes off the ball, couldn't mark it, and it bounced away. We'll have a throw in right in front of the dugout. Tigers by 9 points, 50-41, 19 gone, second quarter. White over the top, got it down to Conroy though. His kick partly smothered. Gordon's got it for Sydney. Centres it up. It's okay. Finds his teammate in Lamb. He needs a tagger. As kick into the forward line, looking for Dennis Lane. Good punch away by Kirkwood. Dennis Lane fell over. Fruin backs up Kirkwood. Kirkwood's got it now. Wobbly kick. Kavanagh in front will trap it nicely. Needs some help. Wheels around like the Queen Mary into the middle. Griggs just took it before Jesse White smashed him. Griggs' short pass is a terrible one. Didn't get to his teammate in Dickinson. Sydney cut it off. Through the back line they go. And now Gordon's got it. He needs to get rid of it. Terrible kick. Fruin.
Good pressure by Conroy there.
Ben Klemke cut it off. Ben Klemke's handball. Terrible to Conroy. Put him under pressure. But he's going to get a free for too high. Plays on quickly. Quade marks it. 30 out.
It wasn't pretty, but gee, it was effective, Mal. And Queanbeyan are looking to line up for their fifth goal of the quarter.
That kick was about 11 and a half metres from Conroy to Quade, but it'll
Quade was under a heap of pressure too. It's just sticking, and when it sticks, it sticks.
So Quade for his third on its way. Got the distance.
Good.
Has it? No, it didn't. But is that a mark? No, Ben Klemke couldn't hang on. Dropped it on the way down in the goal square. Lamb gets a handball away to his teammate. It bounced away from him.
It.
Conroy tackled, put to the ground. The Swans defence again trying to work it out. Tigers going in as well. Stevens got out of it. Now it's gone back to overs. What's he doing in the forward line? Terrible kick, though. Go back to the back line, Sunshine. It's cool. Cut off by Lynch.
Lynch now will look forward to spot up. In fact, that's Gordon there who's going to spot up a player on centre wing. Goes long, more. Spanger at the back, flies over the pack, and the umpire saying he was up before acceptances, and that'll be a free kick for the Tigers. And the Tigers will look to set something up now. I think that's Curlin?
Yep.
Curlin goes long towards 50. Tigers, Cav couldn't get there. He was outnumbered 2-1. Gordon with the mark once again with the long hand pass back into the corridor. Swans, kick, good one. Finds Everett. Everett swings round now. Measured kick looking for White. Bounced in front of him. White comes back onto it. Goes and turns. Kicks it towards full forward. Spanger running hard but couldn't stick the mark again, and the Tigers cleaning up. Eventually Jarks. Jarks kick, not a good one, and the mark is taken there by Bashida.
Too far, well, maybe not too far out to score with this breeze. He's inside the 50, but tight angle, left forward pocket. That was a poor kick out of defence. There were three Tigers there. He goes for the short pass. Up they all go. Nobody can mark at the back. Tigers defence, well, they can't. Well, eventually they rush it through for a behind.
You want to have a go at who kicked that then? Because I've been saying Bashida, but
54, that was who it was, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that'll do. Anyway, 8-2-50 to 6-6-42, 22 gone, second quarter. Cade Klemke goes to the scoreboard side of the ground. And is that a good mark? It is to the Tiger player. In overs, probably. He goes looking for Atkinson. Can't mark it. Did he get a shove in the back? Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Jolly.
Tiger player at the front goes looking for Kirkwood. He was bumped out of the way. Tigers with the ball on the outer side, trying to keep it in. Conroy there as it spills to the back. Kirkwood handball to overs. He dodges and weaves. Gets it to his teammate along the line, and eventually it'll go off hands out of bounds. We'll have a throw in. So 23 minutes gone. It's Queanbeyan 8-2-50. Sydney Swans 6-6-42.
Throwing takes place. It's White and Irwin. Irwin with a deft tap. Queanbeyan's hand pass, though, chopped off by Sydney. And Sydney will try to get it out of the melee that's on the far side centre wing. Bouncing ball. Queanbeyan with the numbers. Cade Klemke gets the switch. Switch is a good one, too. He puts it out in front of space. Oh, bounce doesn't favour the Queanbeyan player that time in Watts, and it's Bruschetta who gets the ball, kicks up towards full forward. Queanbeyan get a good punch, and eventually it's rushed out over the boundary line, 30 metres away from the Sydney attacking goal, where it's Queanbeyan with an 8-point lead here as we're deep into time on.
Pete,
If it helps, guys, they do refer to him as that number 45. They do refer to him as Boshy, so we won't be Boschgeiter.
By
the looks of how it's a Boschgeiter.
Well, it's definitely a German name, which I'm trying to pronounce Italian, so Boschgeiter will go with for the rest of the game, as a high tackle by Danaher has given away a free kick on 50 to Gordon, who's down the ground at the moment.
Yeah, a bit unlucky there, Mitch Danaher. Gordon actually fell over and Danaher just landed on top of him. So it was a pretty easy free kick to pay. You'll get the distance, I'd imagine. Just a matter of accuracy. He's already snuck down to kick a goal in this quarter. He goes with the big arc. Starts it way right. It doesn't come back anywhere near enough. And it goes through for a behind. Just snuck in. So Sydney to 6-7-43. Tigers 8-2-50.
You'd have to say a number of the scores in this quarter that Sydney have got has been a direct result of Queanbeyan just mucking around with it down back, Mal. And whilst they'll be happy with the scoreboard at half time, as Klemke comes out here to the grandstand side once again, and Gordon takes the mark. He plays on immediately, measures the kick to the corridor, and in a much better position, the mark is taken by Cunningham. So Cunningham now to line up. He'll kick from 45 metres out on a, what do you reckon, Mal? About a 70 degree angle?
Not much of an angle, he should kick it. Distance, not a problem. In he comes to draw the Swans closer, and that's straight through the middle.
Yep.
His first of the afternoon. He kicked three the last time the two teams played. So that's four goals apiece in this quarter.
The coach would almost feel like dragging the player that kicked it out then.
8-2-50 the Tigers, 7-7-49 are the Swans, so 1 point ball game. The problem was that they kicked it to an area where Nathan Gordon was there, and he marks everything, really. So I think they've got to be a bit more circumspect when they try and bring it back in into the breeze rather than going for the long bomb. So back to the middle. As we approach half time, 26 gone, a point the difference.
And Sydney, who were looking down the battle there for a while, Mal, when the game got out over 15 points, have worked their way back into it quite nicely as we head towards the long break.
So White and Irwin, that ball is out of the middle, yes. Do it all again. Might see if we can sneak an AFL update in here. Adelaide 43, Gold Coast 23. And the other game's still at half time.
White gets the tap to Moore, gets it on to McNeil, who bombs it long to full forward. Spanger crashes the pack. Jarks keeps his feet. He'll kick it out wide towards the old scoreboard. It bounce beats Joloff, getting back there. I think that was Plug, who turns around now and pumps it back inside 50. Everett just had it punched away from him. Sydney having numbers there as McNeil. He lines up a goal, and it looks good to me. Goal umpire likes it, and Sydney with a 5-point lead at the 27 and a quarter minute mark of this second term.
Quick. Got to tell you guys, I haven't been real pleased. There's a couple of Tigers players that are just not, you know, going in that hard. There's, you know, waiting for the opposition to get the ball before trying to put tackles on. And what the good Swans players are doing are being able to get their hands free and get handballs away. They just need a little bit of a little bit more intensity there at the ball.
Yeah, that's the second one we've seen bounce back over the back of a Tiger player who could have run and attacked it, but didn't. And that's caused goals both times. Back to the middle. White wins a tap, shark by Conroy for the Tigers. Brings it to the grandstand side. Dickinson will mark in front of his opponent. Spears it back into the corridor. Is it going to be okay? Yes. Danaher marks it. In the centre square, he wheels on the left boot. That's a terrible kick. Atkinson.
Joloff had to go.
Yeah, well, neither of them did. They let it bounce. Joloff gets the handball back to Atkinson. Now to Franchi, is it? He gets out of the first tackle. Runs to 50. Wobbly old kick into the forward line. Nobody marks. They all let it bounce. Sydney as well. And the Swans eventually work it out of defence towards the boundary line. Cade Klemke, is it? There for the Tigers. Sees it over the line. We'll have a throw in right near the Sydney dugout, which as we come up to half time sees them leading 8-7-55 to the Tigers, who are 8-2-50. 20-point turnaround the Tigers were. 15 ahead. Now they trail by five.
Irwin and White wrestling, but it's Stevens that sharks the pack. Gets it to Conroy. Conroy, long handball out towards the boundary line. Danaher tried to dispose of it as he was slung over the boundary line, and Sydney rush it over. Now 52 metres away from the Queanbeyan attacking goal. Queanbeyan attacking the Manuka end of Manuka Oval as the throwing takes place. Over the top of the pack, it free kick there, then it's going to go the way of
Irwin.
I don't know how you could call that, neither does Jesse White.
Anyway, Conroy's short pass is a shocker. Couldn't hit a target from anywhere. All Sydney at the back, and they'll safely work it out. Heath's kick's a good one. Finds his teammate back flank. Goes along the line. Two on one there. Spanger will mark it, and that's nearly 50. Thrown to the ground after he marked it. Umpire said no. Play on. Sydney with the ball. Lamb marks it in the middle. He can come back to White if he wants. Oh. He goes further forward, and Spanger got there unopposed.
How does Spanger get free?
Well, I think Jakes, who was on the mark, didn't get back quickly enough. So Spanger with the mark. Goes with the long bomb. It gets right to the goal square. It's all Sydney at the back, but off hands.
Good work by Cade Klimke, because there was two on one back there, and he just managed to get himself into a position where he could clear the ball over the line. Oh. His kick out, though, was short as he quickly tried to play on. It's Everett. Gets the ball off, and I think that might be Heath who has kicked the goal. I just didn't pick up the goal scorer there as that quick handball went back through, and Everett just managing to clean up the mess and the goal results. It's 9-8-62 to Queanbeyan, 8-2-50, and this time on period has seen a handy lead get eroded away in quick time, Mal.
Well, they're two goals up now, Sydney, after being 15 points down, so 20... That's a 27-point turnaround, a blink of an eye, really. And, again, a shocking kick in. Just
it was too short.
Yeah, well, you can't afford to do that in a home and away game, let alone a second semi-final. So back to the middle we go. And Danaher trying to get it out for the Tigers. He does. Wobbly kick forward. Ben Klimke crashes the pack. He's tackled, thrown to the ground. And he'll get a free kick for two high.
Yeah, as he went down to the ground, the Sydney player came in and his head clipped his knee. So quick 1-2 on the handball to Conroy, as Conroy looking to go to Cav. Sorry, is that a... I can't pick that up. That's a Quade. Looking to go to Quade because Cav's been playing further down the ground. We're all stumped at the moment.
No, it is Kavanagh, isn't
it? It is Cav, all right.
It's always Kavanagh.
Cav, we'll be looking to pull this one back on the siren as it bring it back to a 6-point game. So what can Cav do? Moves in, he'll kick from 45. Kick, it's a strong kick. Goal umpire likes it, and a 6-point game at the long break. Mal, exactly what the Tigers wanted to go here at halftime. It's 9-8-62. Swans leading the Tigers 8-2-50.
No, 9-2-56. That can't be right. 9-2-56. They did pay that goal, didn't they? Yep.
They did.
So a crucial goal after the siren there at half time, as the Tigers form a huddle in the middle. They let a 15-point lead go there. Jared Moore having a fair bit to say to the umpires on the way off. Normally that'll get your name in the book doing that. Not meant to talk to them at all, but anyway, we'll just confirm this score shortly, but
funnily enough, the umpires have to go up the Sydney race anyway.
Yeah, they're waiting for them to go. So we'll just need to run a check on who kicked that last goal for Sydney as well, because I'm not sure who it was.
Oh yeah, I had it down as Campbell Heath, but the Swans back in the change rooms now. And great response by the Tigers faithful here at Manuka Oval today as they head up the race. Peter, I know you're trying to grab us an interview before we go to the break here, but it has been an interesting game, and it's been a game of momentum swings, Mel. It's been going one way and then the other, and just when we thought Sydney had all the momentum going into the break, that momentum got cut short with a good late goal by the Tigers. Pivotal full forward there in Cunningham.
Let's go to Kavanagh, sorry.
Yeah, you're right, Jared Moore, we're having plenty to say with the umpire, but what he was actually doing, I was not that far away, he was actually asking for a clarification on the blockout rule, because I think Jesse White's been nabbed twice, and I'm just down here talking to former first-grade player and on the footy, one of the directors of the footy side of things, Mark Thompson, and Tomo, the first half, you made a comment, and the last 5 minutes of both quarters.
Yeah, the intensity of the boys has been great, but the last 5 minutes of each quarter, Peter, they just seem to fall away. Their concentration falls away. That's going to be their biggest challenge in the next two quarters.
You can certainly see in the second quarter, the against the wind, chip away, which is quite intense, even sort of quite energy zapping. That drops away, and the Swans put on four or five goals.
Yeah, and we failed to follow them out of the centre there, I think, in that last 5 minutes, and we turned a few balls over in our back line, and they really do punish you when you make those mistakes.
Now, the other one, I was going to talk to Bobby Gibbs, who's the actual chairman of the footy committee, but he declined the opportunity. Not happy, a little frustrated with, again, that the last 5 minutes of that second quarter from the Tigers.
All right, thanks, Peter. Half-time here at Manuka in the second semi-final. It's the Sydney Swans by a straight kick, 9-8-62 to the Queanbeyan Tigers, 9-2-56. Checking the goal scorers for Sydney, Morton with two, Spanger, McNeil, Moore, Heath will give that one too. Cunningham, Gordon and Serbas. For the Tigers, two to Quaid, two to Atkinson, three to Ben Klemke and singles to Kavanagh and Stevens. So at the half-time break, the Swans take a six-point lead. We'll be back with all the second-half action in 15 minutes. And welcome back to Manuka Oval. It's second semi-final action. The winner of today's game goes straight through to the grand final of the North Eastern Australian Football League. And at the half-time break, it's the Sydney Swans with a one-goal lead. They're 9-8-62. The Queanbeyan Tigers, 9-2-56. Just checking the goal scorers for the Tigers. Ben Klemke with three, two to Quaid and Atkinson, and singles to Kavanagh and Stevens. James Kavanagh kicking that all-important goal after the half-time siren. For the Swans, Morton, the only multiple with two, Spanger, McNeil, Moore, Heath, Cunningham, Gordon and Serbas have the singles. Just waiting for the Queanbeyan Tigers to come back out onto the ground. The Swans are all back out there in a huddle. The umpires are having some practice bounces. And so I think we're about to see the Tigers reappear, and Ryan Quaid leads them out. In the AFL, third quarter action down at Geelong. The score is level there, 53 apiece. And at halftime in Adelaide, it's the Crows, 67 to the Gold Coast, 36. So we're looking forward to this second half. The Tigers are well in this game, just trailing by a goal. They did have a 15-point lead approaching time on in that second quarter, but the Swans were able to barrage some goals through and were two goals up as the siren sounded. But as I mentioned, Kavanagh kicked that goal after the siren to bring it back to one goal. So the players getting ready for this third quarter. It's not getting any warmer here, Craig, I can tell you that.
No, this jacket is not enough, I don't think. I'll be wearing more next time we're out here if we're working from the card table.
Yes, well, I've got the big magpie coat on. You've got the big Carlton coat on.
Yeah, so mine's got a bit of blood on it after the events of this week.
Yeah, well, mine does too, but fortunately it was Chris Dawes's and he deserved it. So, yeah, and the long sleeve shirt and jumper, and I'm still freezing. Mm. So hopefully next week we'll play at Greenway where it's nice and warm. Peter Newham, how are you going down there on the boundary line?
Yeah, he's still eating.
All right.
It's just as cold down here, boys, as what it is up for you. It was minus 4 degrees this morning when I played golf. It's certainly not that cold. Just check with the Swans bench, and they're all clear from an injury front. No injuries. Let's see what the Tigers give it to us. Interestingly, the Tigers were out late in this for this third quarter.
Yes, obviously Klemke of the Cade variety, the coach, took a while to address them. Still in the middle, nobody could break free from the first bounce. And nobody went for the second one. Stevens got some quick handball, but it's sharked by the Swans. Wide kick.
Peter thinks he's got a possession coming up and he's backing away as Lamb gets the ball now. Breaks through a couple of weak attempts at tackle and then delivers inside 50. Bouncing ball, luck's a fortune, and it favours Kirkwood, who gets a clearing kick out to the far side of the ground. One-on-one battle this time. Trying to get there is Cunningham for the Swans. Tigers with determination there. Keep the ball alive. Hand pass inside. Gets to Danaher, who goes down the line and finds Atkinson. Atkinson now in the front half of the field for the Tigers, looking for a big lead. And it's Ben Klemke who couldn't pull it in. And Sydney about to mop up.
Out of defence they go. Lynch with the short kick. It bounces between two Swans. They don't attack it. McNeil mops it up, goes back to Moore. Short kick, wide, but it's no good because the Tigers are in front.
Franchi.
Good mark to Franchi.
I'm going to interrupt you guys. Interestingly, there in the, one of the contests just over here in front of us, Kane Stevens grabbed for his right hamstring. And you have a look at him now. He's not moving that Freddie in the middle of the ground.
As the ball's locked up just in front of the Jack Fingledon scoreboard in the right half-forward flank, and the free kick is going the way of the Swans. I think that was just some reckless stuff in the back there as the kick gets out to Gordon of the Swans. He looks down the ground, finds Plug making a good lead. No, that was Serbus, who was very active early in the game, who made a good lead that time. But eventually they pick it out and they do get it to Plug.
Uncontested mark, he plays on, finds a teammate. They work around the outside of the ground. They're going a long way into the forward line. Can anyone mark? It's punched away. Might have been Morton with the centering kick. Up towards Lamb. Too good. He's been the best on ground for mine. And he will line it up directly in front to take it back.
You tell him to leave a message, Craig?
Yeah, I did. Thanks, mate.
To take it out to a two-goal lead again. So Lamb for the Swans. Taking plenty of time, wants to know where the man on the market is.
Yeah, you've got to think that 30 seconds is counting down. But
he could throw it through from where he's at, trying to kick it from. Anyway, directly in front, 20 metres out, in he comes. For his first, he kicks it low and hard and puts it straight through. For his first, and the Swans 10th, that's the first score of the second half. The Swans now 10-8-68, two-goal leaders over the Tigers, 9-2-56. 3 and a bit minutes gone. Just having a look back to the centre to see where Kane Stevens is. Looks to be, while he's standing still, so you can hardly tell whether he's moving all right.
Yeah, but it's a two-goal advantage here after 3.5 minutes in the third term for the Swans. As a bounce down in the centre, it favours White, who gets a tap. It's sharked by Stevens. Kicks it up forward, looking for Quade. Quade in a bit of a wrestle, but he gets hands on the ball, then slung off the tackle as he was trying to make the kick. Ball's locked up in the right half-back flank for the Sydney Swans. Ball up the result as no one can get free.
Why is that not a free kick? Didn't have the ball. He was thrown to the ground.
Bounce down now as the play on continues. Wrestling there. Irwin gets the tap down. It's sharked by Sydney. Good one too. The combination of Moore and McNeil gets out that time to Serbus. Serbus hand pass into Everett. He's slung on the kick, but the kick's luck's a fortune, and Lynch will run onto it hard and deliver up the centre wing, far side of the ground. The kick, though, not sticking into the hands of Trent Dennis-Lane.
Sydney still have it, though, and they work it forward. Again, it's Lynch who's worked up the ground, spins around. Now he sends it long, up to half forward, no mark. And Tigers can't clear it at the moment. Here's Lamb again. In fact, they are going to get a free. Jolliffe taken to the ground without it, according to the umpire.
Jolliffe can come quickly across the ground here. He's got Cade Klemke leading for him.
Goes to the other side. It's all right. It's marked by his teammate in Beau Watts, I think. Long way away. He spears it along the wing towards Atkinson, who marks.
They've got to come inbound at some stage here, though. It's no good playing it out on that far side.
Especially with the wind in this quarter. He goes long and strong at the back. Ben Klemke read it best. Takes the mark, he handballs it inboard to his teammate in Griggs. He chips it to space, It bounced away from Conroy. Keeps it in. Now he's got to get out of a tackle. He's thrown to the ground, but it was out of bounds first. And we'll have a throw in.
5.5 minutes gone. Only the one major, and that's gone to the Swans, who are kicking against the breeze here in the third term.
So throw in to take place. White there for Sydney. Probably won it down. Shark by the Tigers in Stevens. And the kick is away past the right hand behind post. It bounced out, so we'll have another throw in. Right next to the goals. The Tigers need some, and they need them quickly. They trail by two.
The throw-in taking an eternity here. Sydney, plenty of time to get players back. Punched away by Quade. Tigers getting to the ball. I thought that was King first at it, but it might have been Ben Klimke who actually got tackled and thrown to the ground. And we'll have a throw-in to take. We'll have a ball up, sorry, to take place just about 20 metres away from the Queanbeyan attacking goal. 6.5 minutes gone. Quade and White wrestling. White gets the best of the punch. It's out in front of Fruin, who tried to track that back that ball back. But in front of the digital scoreboard, it is the throw-in to take place. And it's 10-8, 68 to 9-2, 56. Swans with the lead.
Swans punch it forward again. They've got teammates there, although they've lost it.
Player down too.
Now the Tigers have got it. Mucking around with it. Centering ball this time. High kick. Ben Klimke. Oh. First hands on it. Couldn't hang on. They all dive in. 20 out from the goals. Can anyone break free? It's the Swans player with the ball. He's held up and will have another ball up as the doctor/physio for the Swans wanders out.
And player took a long time to get up that time. As that bounced, well, it's a shocker. It's almost bounced through. And stacks on the mill as players going to ground. Just can't get the ball free.
Who's on the bottom? It's a Swans
high player. Tackle.
And it's going to Queanbeyan, is it?
How could the Queanbeyan player get a high tackle here?
The wrong way.
Yeah, I better say, how could the...
There's two directions to go in this game. And more often than not, they point the wrong way. Lynch has got the free kick for Sydney. Brings it to this grandstand side. He slips there. Jolliffe outmarks everyone. Better positioned.
I think the wind got that one then and just pushed it towards him.
So Jolliffe takes a long time, but he sends it back to the big pack. At the back, it's punched forward. Kavanagh, left foot snap. Goes nowhere through, and that's not 15 metres. Umpire says play on goal anyway.
Well, Fruin tried to drag out the mark goal combination, but he was quick enough to react, even though he had two Swans players right on his hammer, and he's converted. So back to a 6-point ball game here at the 8.5 minute mark of the third term. It's Sydney 10-8, 68 to Queanbeyan 10-2, 62. QBN FM football brought to you by your Tigers Club, 20 Queen Bar Road in Caribou. And, well, hopefully they'll be celebrating Tigers into another grand final at the end of this afternoon. Mel, back there in Melbourne, what's going on? Melbourne and Adelaide, I should say, what's going on?
It's 25 minutes gone at Geelong, and they lead 73-54 against the Swans. And in Adelaide, still half-time, 67-36 over the Gold Coast.
Bounce favours White as it didn't go out of the concentric circle, so it's tapped away. McNeil pumps it forward inside 50. Dennis Lane gets it on the juggle, then lines up a goal. He'll kick a goal. It's back out to two for the Swans.
Yeah.
Guys, I've just made a move, and I'm up at the opposite end of the goals, up at the swimming pool end, and great goal there by Dennis Lane. But interestingly here, the free kick was against... was against Kavanagh over the shoulder, and it was actually over the shoulder. It was a good call by the umpire. The Brett Fruin had to play on because it was called touch off the boot.
All right, thanks for that one there. It's Pete getting right down in amongst the action there at ground level. Ball back to the centre now at 74, play 62, 10-minute mark of the third term, and the Tigers with some work to do here with the wind in the third term. We saw Belconnen kick themselves a winning lead in the resis, Mal. As that bounce again, this time it is out of the concentric circle, so we'll get caught back.
That was no different to the previous one.
Well, the other one didn't go out of the concentric circles.
I reckon it did. Cost the Tigers a goal. It should have been recalled. So... It gave Irwin no chance. Mm. Anyway, they throw it up and Moore gets
Heaslip just didn't tackle him.
Yeah. Kicks it forward quickly. Spanger, one hand, couldn't mark. It spills to the front of the pack. Swan's
ball.
Took too long. It was
Plug.
Service, I think. 52.
He was the first goal kicker of the game, too, Service.
Yep. So free kick to the Tigers.
Franchi works his way on. Well, he couldn't get to the left foot, so he had to go over the top by hand to Overs. Overs gets it to Jolliffe, back to Overs. Overs kick. It's hugging the boundary line, and Franchi, I think he's taken that right on that boundary line. Goes inboard by hand to Conroy. Conroy goes forward, finds Bryce, who's managed to work some space on his man. Kick was a bit of a scrubber at ground level. Sydney have numbers. They work it through Gordon by hand. Hands off to Porter. Porter with another handball. They're just moving it forward. Sydney hand kick, handballs, and then a run inside 50 to Dennis Lane, but the kick was out of his reach. Bouncing ball now favours the Sydney players, who are attacking it more aggressively. Dennis Lane goes back, handball into Lamb. Lamb lines up a goal. Kick on its way. Hits the post, left-hand post. Good passage of play for Sydney then, Mal. Very poor by the Tigers.
Yeah, they've lost their men at the moment. Sydney running much harder in this third quarter. So the kick in to take place.
Is that Bryce doing the kick in duties there? Mike seems to have died on me.
Yeah, I'm not sure whether it's yours or mine. Anyway, the marks. No, he dropped it, Irwin. A sit-up. Now he tries to play on.
Kevin Bartlett, that one hand pass around the boundary line, which he ran onto.
Yeah, and Lux of Fortune in the middle there. It favoured Quade, but he lost a handle on it. Now Conroy's got it back. Bad handball. Mm. Bounces in front of his teammate. He slip in the middle. He goes with a wide handball to Quade. He taps it on.
Overs, wasn't it legged?
Yeah, well, maybe. It's a long way on that outer side of the ground. Swans have got it back anyway. They work it to half forward. Can they get around Cade Quimpy? Not at the moment now. The handball over the top's okay. And it might be Shea, is it?
No, McKinley it was.
But it's a goal anyway to Sydney. Yeah, 50 and 58. So the Swans with their third against the breeze. It's starting to get away, you'd think. 12-9-81.
Is that McKinley's first for the game?
According to me, anyway, yeah.
All right.
So the Tigers 10-2-62.
As McNeil heads back out on the ground, Moore and he have made that switch. And, well, the Tigers would be concerned now.
19 points, 13 minutes gone. Only kicked one into the breeze. With the breeze, sorry.
Yeah. They've got to work harder here and they've got to be more direct.
Sydney outrunning them miles easily at the moment. So here we go, back to the middle. Again, the bounce favours White. King in there for the Tigers, but Lamb took it off him. Got a quick kick, goes to Overs, though, for the Tigers. Out wide, Atkinson. He needs to do more. He takes the mark.
He's just got to go to full forward now. He's got players back there.
Chips the kick. It's a good one. Ben Klimke led into space, and he takes the mark. 35, 40 metres out, almost directly in front. They need one badly here, Queanbeyan, to get back into it.
Conroy sitting all by himself about 20 metres out.
Irwin having a spell and curl and coming back out. Jolliffe doing the same for Jensen.
Don't know if Pete's still behind the goals there, but if he is, he should have a good view of this one with the ride home.
Short run-up, Klimke's kick on its way. Goal umpire's going to the left, but I think it held its line long enough. It did. And that's his fourth for the afternoon. Tigers get it back to 11.
Mal, just to interrupt you,
yep.
I am standing behind the goals, and interestingly, as you rightly said, I am getting amongst it. I'm actually up here with what probably the 18s in the reserve grade Tigers players from earlier in the day. Fantastic kick by Benny Klimke, and he just started on the left-hand post, and it sort of drifted its way. It was about a third of the way through, but... Need a couple more, and I'm just talking to a couple of people here. We need some more out of Jarrett Atkins, and he's doing some very, very good things, but just not enough of them.
Yeah, well, I agree with that.
And they just haven't been presenting it. As White gets the tap down, Tigers get players to the ball. Dickinson had it pulled off his arm. He goes back in with a good second effort, but his hand pass goes to Jesse White. White slips through two attempted tackles, kicks to centre-half forward now. Dennis Lane pulls it in. Nice juggling work. Till he can get the hand pass. Spanger
Just didn't have the bounce favour him there, and Tigers get back with Roy Jarks to settle things down. On the right half-back flank, he kicks up towards Atkins. Atkins brought his man down, and that was always going to be a free kick to Sydney. 15 and a half minutes gone here in the third term, and Sydney kicking away against the breeze.
White couldn't take the mark. He's tackled, needs to be penalised. Surely he's had all day, been tackled four or five times, not been penalised once yet. He gets far too long. Curlin, he was dragged off it. Now Sydney have got it. Short kick into the forward line. Nobody can mark. Went over everyone's head. King gets back there. He can't hang on to it more. Chip pass in front. The Swans player had it knocked away. At the back, Jakes clears the handball. Can Overs keep it in? No, he can't. We'll have a throw in right on the 50-metre arc. It's more time than anyone else out there, Jesse White.
Mm.
And has
Conroy coming off the ground now. He's going to swap with Danaher as this throw-in takes place. And Spanger taps down in front of the pack. No one getting to the ball to get a clean possession. They tried to hack it out of the air, Sydney. They're rushing it forward, though. Lamb dispossessed. He'll come back on it. Check side across the body. Looks pretty good from here. He's kicked the 13th goal of the game for the Swans and gets them further out in front. 13-9-87 plays 11-2-68. The Tigers have stopped at the 17-minute mark.
Why do you make an interchange when the ball's in the attacking zone for the other team? It just defies logic that Conroy comes off when Sydney are running inside their 50-metre arc. I just don't understand why that happens.
Hmm.
You got one less player out there while they're attacking. Anyway, costs, well, didn't, may have led to them conceding a goal. 87 playing 68, so it's back to 19 points.
Oh, and they're breaking free again here. Bounce of the ball goes to Everett, who kicks inside 50, leading onto it, just pulling it in nicely. There is the plug, who kicks on the right foot, and he's kicking around the boundary line, looking for Spanger, but it beat the lot, and it's over the boundary line, just 5 metres away from the Sydney attacking goal. 87 plays 68. It looks at this stage, Mal, that the Sydney reserves get a week off before they turn up here at Manuka Oval for the GF.
Morton bouncing around like a pinball, and that was touched on the line, I think. No, we're going to have a conference.
Will I go to the video, Mal?
Don't have one. So he should have been tackled four times there. He bounced out of about three or four tackles. Now the boundary umpire comes in.
It's a sea of green inside the goalposts at the moment.
No one's sure. It's a goal after all that.
So the field umpire overruling the goal umpire, it looks like, from that.
Not sure anyway. It's 14-9-93, Sydney 11-2-68 are the Tigers. 25-point lead now. Thought the rule was the lower score counted if they weren't sure what it was. But
well, I thought the rule was that the boundary, the goal umpire had the final say.
Yeah. Anyway, that's Mitch Morton's third for the afternoon. He's the leading goal scorer now for the Swans.
As we're back in the centre, 14-9-93, plays 11-2-68, and White gets another tap down that time as Porter goes back onto it. He'll get the high tackle, and it'll be a free kick to Potter. He looks around. He was looking for a runner. He eventually got one, but not in a good position. He'll go for the 1-2 as he gets the hands back from Lynch. Has time to take a bounce as he runs out to the far side wing. Kick, not a good one. Curlin gets a hand in on it. He'll batter up, kicks along the boundary line, gets it towards Overs, who chips it over the top and gets it to Ben Klemke, who's outside 50 in front of the Fingledon scoreboard.
Well, Griggs is free if he can get it to him.
Yep, getting back there, those White now, so that option's closed up pretty quickly.
Nice pass to Quade. Still on the 50-metre attacking line. And right out in front of the scoreboard. So the Tigers, with it all to do now, short pass is a good one, finds Kavanagh. Just inside the 50 now.
He's still on that same line, though. That's the unfortunate
part.
Yeah,
very tight angle for a right-footer, non-preferred side of the ground. So James Kavanagh with just the one goal, that one after the siren in the second quarter.
A lot more interchanges going on now when they're in attack, Mal, as Heaslip, Curlin and Dickinson come off for Irwin, Fruin and Conroy.
Jesse White takes an uncontested mark at fullback. Short pass is okay, finds Heath. Got a hard knock early, Heath, but he's bounced back up. Taking a long time to play on. Now he does. Goes very wide. Will it stay in? Cade Klemke marks it anyway. It was out on the full.
No one in the back half of the field at the moment, Mal. So everyone has pushed up the ground.
Shocking kick by Cade Klemke. Went nowhere. Can the Tigers break out of the pack? They do with a quick handball. Irwin throws his opponent to the ground. That'll be a free kick. So it's all going pear-shaped here.
Sydney are going to be running here. They've got no one forward of the centre circle. Now, as the whole, well, as the ball was held up, that gave them time to set something up forward. As they go wide and out towards Ray. Ray just works around the boundary. Potter waits for it to bounce before he's tackled. But the tackle didn't... eventually... He went for a second effort on the tackle and just drove into the back of Potter, and the Tiger faithful not happy with it, but it was in the back all day. You'd get that one called against you. So frustration here for the Tigers as they're looking down the barrel. They'll have, still a quarter to turn it round, but Sydney is full of running and another high tackle. And that time I think it was Roy Jarks who's given it away. And Sydney now in the left half forward flank, looking for Lamb. Lamb can't hold the mark and it spills over the boundary line just 20 metres away from Sydney attacking goal. It's Sydney leading 14-9-93 to the Tigers 11-2-68 here at the 22 and three quarter minute mark of the third term.
I think Pete's gone to the wrong end of the ground if he thought he was going to get some action.
Yeah.
In the AFL, the Geelong team are 79, the Sydney Swans are 54, and the Crows are 74, the Gold Coast are 36.
So, Sydney and Adelaide both playing for home berths in the finals next week, and it looks like Adelaide might have the advantage at the moment, with Geelong doing a job on the Swans in the seniors or in the Toyota Premiership.
Swans trying to work it forward again. Dennis Lane left it behind. Now Kirkwood goes with the wide handball to his teammate who couldn't hang on to it. It's over the line. We'll have a throw in. So 24 minutes almost gone in this third quarter. It's been a Swans blitz, 5-2 against the Breeze, which seems to have dropped as we have the ball held in at half forward for the Swans. No one can get free, so the umpire will call for a ball up again.
Bounce down just on the 50 metre arc, and we've seen Captain Right Hook on the bounce today. He's done it again. Lamb hand pass over the top, gets it onto Service. Service has to go backwards before he can go forwards. They kick to the hot spot in the corridor. Pack flies. Bouncing ball. Sydney. No Queanbeyan have the numbers there. And that's just hacked away. And the ball runs out over the boundary line. And it'll be thrown in 40 metres away from Sydney attacking goal. As Sydney well on top here as we approach three-quarter time, 14-9-93 to 11-2-68, 24 and a half minutes gone.
Spanger couldn't find a teammate with the tap. Now Stevens has got it for the Tigers. Wobbly kick, went nowhere. Going back into traffic, King back to Stevens by hand. Out towards Quade and Heath, neither can mark. Heath gets it, tackled by Jensen. Ball spills out the back, all Sydney. Gordon handballs it. Now a handball further forward to Shea. Terrible kick, cut off by Stevens. Dodging and weaving out of the pack. Spears the kick, looking for Quade. But Heath got a fist on it, and it went over the line. Well, straight into the Swans' dugout. They'll be very happy. They've got a 25-point lead. 93-68 as the throw-in takes place. neither ruckman really went for it.
Irwin got a good tap on it, though.
Went straight to the sun, and the umpire said it was held in. So I'll have a ball up now. Potter, last man up. A lot of people around the umpire as he bounces it.
Hit Irwin
on the head. Heard it from here. It went to Conroy. His handball couldn't find Jensen, and running it over the line was Ray for the Swans. So we'll have another boundary throw in, this time right in the centre of the interchange area. Umpire puts it back in. Nice tap by White. Went straight down to Potter, but his handball cut off by Jolliffe. Doesn't know where to go. That's a 1 metre kick to
King. No, that was a high tackle on King.
Yep, wasn't paid. It finishes up back with Lamb. Now to McNeil. Kick around the corner. Well, his teammate dropped it, Morton. Looked to give away a free. Umpire said no. Spills off hands to Watts for the Tigers. Into the middle. Overs. Couldn't half volley it. Now the Swans will send it back forward. Dennis Lane. Quick handball to McNeil. He'll run into an open goal. And kick it. His second for the afternoon. And the Swans 6 for the quarter. They're 15-9-99. The Tigers stopped to an absolute walk in this quarter, 11-2-68.
Have they kicked 2 goals this quarter?
Yep, they have.
Yeah. Well, you'd think now that they'd be interested in the outcome of the Ainslie-Eastlake game tomorrow, because it's one of those teams they'll be playing next week. It doesn't look like they're going to get the week off.
Well, fortunately for Tiger fans, they've beaten everyone in the ACT this season. They haven't lost to any of them. So they'll fancy their chances, whether it be Ainslie or Eastlake. Their only losses coming to the Swans, looks like twice, Southport and the UWS Giants. So the ball out of the middle again. It'll probably favour Sydney. Here's Gordon. Handball back to Moore. Their listed players are really carving the Tigers up in this quarter. Long kick into the forward line. Dennis Lane, oh. Did he grab it the second time? Umpire said no. And it's play on. Spanger's got it anyway. Chips it round the corner. Looking for McKinley. It bounced away from him. Tigers defence coming through, but so's the Sydney attack. And White's got it. Handball back to McNeil. Kick smothered. Big punch away by Cade Klemke, but into enemy territory. Jensen trying to get there for the Tigers. Had it a long time. Sydney with Potter again sharking it. And there's a player loose. And he takes it. It's probably...
I reckon it's...
That man.
Yep.
Boshy. Boshiter, or whatever we decided to call him.
Boshiter. Yeah.
Yes. We'll line it up. From 30 out, directly in front.
You give him a chance from there, Mel.
Distance shouldn't be a problem. Matter of accuracy. Walks in now. Breaks into a trot. Left foot on its way. Drifting to the right. Misses. Through from behind. 15-10-100 the Swans. Tigers 11-2-68. 29 minutes gone. Third quarter. They call it the Premiership quarter. And the Swans look like they're on their way to a grand final. As the Tigers slowly work it out of defence.
Oh.
Watts kicks it into the man on the mark. He'll finish up getting it back. High ball, easy punch away by the Sydney
ruckman.
And they've still got it at half forward. Run it inside 50 again. High ball. Can anyone mark? No. Good punch by Jakes at the back. Fruin down there laying a tackle. And it looks like it's going to be held in.
Yeah, Fruin's gone almost to the wing, and it looks like Jensen's moved up to the half-forward flank, just trying to change things around to get some drive out of the middle. At the moment, Sydney dominating this game. As by hands, Fruin goes back, gets it to Watts, who gives it to King, who just immediately turns and shoots. Klemke, that's Ben Klemke, tried to take it, but a two-on-one. Potter has got the ball. Sorry, Gordon had the ball, worked the 1-2 with Lynch. Now they're going backwards as Gordon gets it back, working it around, and eventually the mark is taken by Porter. Porter taking the mark in the right half-back flank in front of the the Menzies grandstand, I think it is. As the kick, centre wing, grandstand side. Boundary, well, boundary on the grandstand was the least used part of the ground this time, this quarter, Mal, as Sydney have dominated. They're out to a huge advantage. 15, 10, 100 leading the Queanbeyan Tigers. 11-2, 68, 30-minute quarter to the final break. And Peter getting down there listening to the Swans and the talk from the Swans as they all huddle together now to, well, set themselves up for a quick trip to the grand final in 2 weeks' time, you would expect, Mel. It will take a Herculean effort by the Tigers to be able to turn this one around.
Yeah, 6 goals against the Breeze in that quarter, 6-2 to 2 straight, has blown it open. And it was just their experienced players dominating that quarter. Goal scorers for the game for the Swans, Morton with 3, 2 each to Lamb and McNeil, and then singles to Dennis Lane, Spanger, Moore, Heath, Cunningham, Gordon, McKinlay and Servas for the Tigers. 4 to Ben Klemke, 2 each to Quaid and Atkinson, singles to Kavanagh, Stevens and Fruin. So 32 points the margin at the three-quarter time break. Back-to-back 6-goal quarters for the Swans have seen them wrest the advantage well away from the Tigers. So it looks like we'll be back again next Saturday afternoon for more Tigers football action, where the Tigers will take on, well, barring a miracle, of course, in the last quarter, they'll take on the winner of tomorrow's game between Eastlake and Ainslie.
Potentially a big, big Saturday for Tigers fans, and we might just let them know they will have the under-18s, and all going well tomorrow, having the Rezzies definitely there, and you would expect first grade to be there as well.
Well, you can't see them getting back into it, really. They were totally outrun in that third quarter by the more experienced Sydney Swans camp. And they just had the ball in their forward line. If we were keeping inside 50 stats, you'd imagine there were quite a few for the Sydney Swans in terms of...
Well, it's probably 10 to 1.
Play. Well, Tigers must have had it in there twice, mate. They got 2 goals. So.
Well, that's right, because I reckon it was in there 20 times for Sydney.
Yeah, but it was... like, the quarter went 30 minutes, and you'd say 20... 5 of it almost was in the Sydney half of the ground, so the Tigers' defence was just constantly under pressure, couldn't clear the area, and Sydney were able to take advantage by kicking 6-2 to 2 straight in that quarter. I'm not sure what the Tigers can do in this quarter in terms of throwing people around. Maybe, well, I just don't know, their back line just seems to be out of sorts today. Haven't seen much run from Alex Overs. Kirkwood's been under pressure a fair bit. Haven't seen, well, I guess Dennis Lane's only got the 1 goal, so Bryce has done a fair job on him. But yeah, maybe with Andrew Swan out of the team, it's caused a bit of mayhem trying to get that defence organised down there. And with the ball coming in so often, they've just been caught out of position quite a few times. We might see if we can head down to Pete for some comments at this third quarter break.
Find out more particularly what the talk is like down there in the Tigers huddle.
I think he might be just struggling with the radio at the moment. We'll get to him as soon as we can. So three quarter time, just repeating. Sydney with a 32-point lead, 15-10, 100 to the Tigers, 11-2, 68. Earlier today, the under-18s lost their first game, 9-8, 62, Eastlake to the Tigers, 5-5, 35. Blown out of it in the last quarter. That were only a goal down at three-quarter time. And the reserve grade was Belconnen, 77, Eastlake, 64. As we head to Pete,
Thanks, guys. Interesting. The message over at the Swans huddle was, you know, they came to play. They chose to play that quarter, and Kate Klemke providing a fairly impassioned plea. But we've got Eastlake coach Anthony Burke. Yes, he's interesting spectator. So we'll get a non-biased view, I suppose, Burkey. And how did you see the third quarter? I suppose it was fairly even at halftime.
Yeah, definitely, mate. I was just having a chat to you about it. Just a couple of little skill errors. I thought Queanbeyan's attack on the footy's been exceptional and really served it up to the Swans today, which has probably been the key. But, you know, you make a few skill errors and the class shows out from the Swans, and that was probably it. You know, Queanbeyan would be happy with their endeavour and how hard they're working. Just got to capitalise on that. I think their goalkeeping's been good, but, you know, you hit the targets and then you keep moving the ball forward. I think that's what you got to do against them.
It must be demoralising. You do, you know, you work hard, you tackle, you chase. One bad kick and it comes back straight over your head.
Especially for the midfield boys. When you look at the calibre of what the Swans are walking out there now, four in there, you know, big Neil Irwin and these guys have been battling so hard, and if you do miss one target going forward, they rebound so quickly and you're under the pump again. And you just don't get time out, you know. That's the hard bit against them. But, you know, you never know. Queanbeyan have been a great outfit all year, and I reckon they've been very gallant today too. So you never know what they could do in the first 10 minutes to get maybe back into the game anyway.
Now, you look all right. Are you guys looking all right for tomorrow?
Yeah, I hope so. We had a real bad patch there through July and a bit of August, and a couple of wins recently. The confidence is back up, but you just never know. Ainsley is a very experienced side, and we're going in with a bit of confidence, but fingers crossed we go all right and we stay positive and keep doing what we're trying to do, yeah.
No worries. Thanks, mate.
So, Burkey there just wrapping up his thoughts as he gets set for his team tomorrow against Ainsley out here at Manuka Oval. As the umpire with the ball in the centre, Mal Prentice, to get us underway.
Just up batting the AFL before we do. In 16 minutes in the last quarter, Geelong 98, Sydney 60. So that game...
Ooh, that's a big...
And Adelaide 100, Gold Coast 48, 23 goal in third quarter. So bounced. That bounce will come back. Amazing how every time it's bounced out of the circles, it's gone straight to Jesse White. Neil Irwin will be filthy.
Irwin.
Quick kick out of the middle. It's gone Sydney's way. That's right. They kick him with a breeze in the last quarter. At the back, though, Roy Jakes, Mr. Reliable, cleans it up, gets a handball. Well, that's terrible. Put Bryce under pressure. That's Alex Overs. He's had a filthy day today.
Mm. Not his best, that's for sure.
Yep. So it's out of bounds.
Trying to take place 52 metres around from Sydney attacking goal. Opening minute of the final term. And White and Irwin wrestling. Shark by King. King kicks to the centre circle, right to the cricket wicket. Punched away that time as the Tigers trying to go forward. Overrunning the ball there, but Cade Klemke working forward now. Managed to shrug off a tackle. Kicks towards 50. A good mark is taken back there. Forward there for the Tigers as Joff kicks, looking for Cav. No, the ball bounces over the top of Cav. Bounces into the hands of Quade, and Quade kicks the first of the final term.
Luck's a fortune there. There were four Swans around that, went through them all. So that might give the Tigers a bit of heart.
Get it back to what, 26 points?
26 points, a minute and a half gone, last quarter. 12-2, 74 are the Tigers. The Swans are 15-10, 100. The last quarter action, second semi-final. Winner straight through the grand final. Loser comes back to play the winner of Ainsley and Eastlake tomorrow. That'll be next Saturday. So the Tigers, let's see what they can do. Can they get the next one? Back to the middle. White and Irwin both probably missed it. Conroy picks it up, kicks it wide. Quade is a long way behind, but he puts a tackle on. The ball spills free. That's out on the full from the Swans player in Heath. Dickinson will get the free for the Tigers, or will it be Conroy? We'll have a conference and it'll actually go to Kate Klemke. He looks like he's gone forward in this last quarter. He did that against the UWS Giants. Almost won the game for them. Probably kicked a half forward. Ben Klemke takes the mark, plays on quickly to Conroy. Spearing ball. Well, nobody marks it.
Oh, that's
taken high, Stevens. No, says the umpire. He ran into a steamroller and the ball held in.
Well, if he got
if he didn't get taken high and he had the ball when the whistle was blown, how's that not holding?
Anyway, it's a ball up in the goal square. Lamb hands it to Heath. He falls over. He's tackled straight away. And we'll have a ball up next to the right-hand behind post. Tigers go to the church end in this last quarter. They have the first goal to trail by 26 points. Still in their attacking zone, although it looks like the Swans will work it out. Irwin, can he trap it? No, bounced away from him. And over the line, we'll have a throw in this time. It's about 80 metres around from the goals to which the Tigers are attacking.
80 metres, Mel?
80 metres.
Throw in to take place.
That's what I said. Not 80 minutes. Well, anyway, at the back. Tigers.
Yep.
Trying to work it free.
King Gare smothering Lamb's kick and going in after it. Gets the hand pass away to Conroy, who just tries to kick it out of the pack. Bouncing ball. Well, they went after the men there that time, and the ball both beat the Swans and Tigers players. Eventually, the Swans rush the kick away, and it's over at the junction. Well, just past the junction of the 50, which I would have thought that would be more 52 metres than 80 metres, Mel.
It was further up that last one. Anyway, who cares? It's not a TV game. The ruck contest, nobody can break free, and we'll have some scrappy footy to start this last quarter. Will we get the Chuklodo free kick, do you think, here?
It's got to be getting close. Bounce down in the centre, Irwin and White. White went to ground, and the umpire has picked the Chuklodo free kick. And Conroy thought it was his. Well, when you...
The Tigers free kick for a high.
He was pointing the other way a second ago.
He had his hand up to say it was a high palm off.
Oh, okay.
So, well, Conroy with the free.
Conroy wanted to take off and run towards the other goal.
50 metres against McNeil. He's run over the mark. Umpire wasn't watching.
Conroy sets it up now into the corridor. Great mark by the Tigers. Floating across in front of the pack. And it will be...
It's Pete's mate, Kane Stevens, I think.
Stevens has taken the grab, and he will set up for goal here. So the Tigers rallying early in this final term. And you would hope Stevens can finish it off from here. He's the mark set at 25 metres directly in front. Kick on its way. Goal umpire was moving right left, but comes back to the centre to signal the goal. The Tigers crowds up, and it's 13-2. 80 to 15, 10, 100. A 20-point ball game. Pete.
Guys, interesting in that that free kick that Kate Klimke was yelling out at the umpire and pointing at the umpire, quite incensed by whatever it was that Jesse White had done. So quite interesting. Look, two goals within the first 5 minutes of this last quarter. The Tigers are up and about a little bit. It'll be interesting to see how the Swans respond and how the top-up players actually respond. And you would expect nothing less than... And a good effort from the Tigers, and maybe we might give up bouncing that ball, I reckon.
I tell you what, 34, I think, has been the main culprit too today, and this time didn't even get... It almost bounced out of the square.
Anyway, the
Irwin just ran at White then. That was crazy by Neil Irwin.
So
White plays on.
Yep, free kick. Goes to Potter. Long left foot. Up towards the goals at the back. Nobody can mark. Spanger coming through. Swans player has a flying shot, and there's the quick reply. Might have been Jared Moore, I think, the way they're all... or was it Morton? Not sure, anyway. It's a goal to the Swans. Who do you want to give that one to?
I no idea, but I'll tell you at 16-10, 106. Swans leading to Queanbeyan. 13-2-80 at the 7 minute mark of the final term. It's too quick for me, Mel.
Yeah. Give it to Morton, who knows? We'll find out tomorrow when the official score comes out. But yeah, poor play in the middle by Irwin. I think he's just about had enough of Jesse White and his cheap shots. So decided to give him one back. And it costs him a goal. So, 2-1 in this quarter. Both ruckmen miss it. Cade Klemke's got it. Quick handball. Both commentators missed it as well. Goes back to Irwin. Long kick.
Oh, great mark, Quade.
And that, he held on a long time. Heath should have nearly been down the ground, but it wasn't. At the back, Ben Klemke spoils. Any Tigers there? Who's coming through? only Swan's defence, and they'll work it out quite easily to their Spanger. Took the mark.
No one to kick to, so he just pumps it forward. Lane trying to run into space. He works into good position. Can't take the mark. Picks it up now. Goes with a hand pass. He's looking to get it to Boshoy. No, he looked to get it to Surbis, but couldn't get the bounce of the ball. And Irwin now will settle things down as he kicks towards the Tigers' dugout. And it's into the hands of Toby Conroy. Keeps it around the boundary to Quade. It's the interchange gate. Quade looks forward, no one free. Cav now gets free on that boundary line, but he decides to go in. Borden Moore takes a solid mark.
Not sure about that kick. Anyway, goes sideways. Swans hold it up. Lamb's got it again. Best on ground for mine. Chips it to Cunningham. So Sydney playing keepings off at the moment. After an early rally from the Tigers. Long kick into the forward line now. Up they all go, and nobody touched it until Dennis Lane, who was just hanging at the back, let it bounce onto his chest. Tiger player down in back play with cramp.
Yeah, Pete, we might want you to check out. I think there's some concerns in the Tigers' dugout as well. If you can get over there to see what's going on.
Jake's it is with the cramps. So Dennis Lane to even up this last quarter. 2 goals apiece. Breeze feels like it's dropped away completely. That's straight through the middle. That's his second for the afternoon. And the Swans 17th. They're 17-10, 112. The Tigers are 13-280. So we're back to that 32-point margin we had at the three-quarter time break.
And Jarks looks like he's coming off, just not running as freely as you'd like for your key, well, one of your key defenders. Certainly with Cade Klemke going forward, he would be your number one man, but he's just tightened up with cramps there.
Geelong 105, the Swans 78, mm-hmm. Adelaide 108, Gold Coast 48. Almost over at Geelong and three-quarter time in Adelaide.
Bounce down in the centre as Curlin going with the ruck work against White, working forward. No Sydney player kicked backwards as he was pulled off the kick. Went back to White, quick hand pass, then kicked forward by Sydney, but it bounces off the chest. And Tigers go to rebound, eventually getting into the hands of Danaher, who just kicks to space, far side, centre wing. Irwin tried to pull a man down, couldn't do so. The hand pass, though, is eventually shrugged away. White gets the ball. Quick hand pass off as Sydney pumped forward again, and the mark is taken that time by Serbis.
Spearing ball into Dennis Lane. Nothing the Tigers' defence could do about that. The delivery just way too good. And he'll go back and try and kick his second in about a minute and a half. And put more misery as a blood rule's called here against somebody.
White. So White heads off the ground as the umpire's trying to get someone to run on quickly to save some time here. And it'll be your BOG. Jed Lamb, who heads out there to replace White.
Guys, the interesting thing on that blood rule is that he actually did that probably a good 5 minutes ago, and the trainers went out to him twice, washed the blood off him on the two occasions, and now finally they've realised that he's got blood and he should come off.
All right, Dennis Lane approaches his kick at goal. Runs in, kick on its way, looks pretty good from here. It is. That is his third for the afternoon. And met with stony silence, really. The 18th for the Swans, they're 18-10, 112, 18, 18-10, 118. And the Queanbeyan Tigers are 13-2, 80. We've had 12 and a half minutes gone in this last quarter.
Yeah, it's all, well, the second half has all been Swans. There's a bit of a revival there in the first 5 minutes by the Queanbeyan Tigers, but it was all for naught now as they have replied
with some strong goals. 18-10, 118 plays, 13-2, 80, 12.5 minute mark as Curlin gets a good, punch away, brought down to Danaher, gets back to the hands to Klemke, who kicks forward to centre forward, and the big Cav takes the mark. There's a Sydney player down from that centre bounce, and the trainers are going over to him now as Cav's going to line up and shoot for goal. No one back on the goal line either, and we've been seeing the ball drop short all day.
Short pass, Kane Stevens.
So who's that getting up? That's Lamb, your best on
taken
ground.
Taken out by Will Griggs was the Swans player, and it was pretty much off the ball, so... We might see him more of this, but he's in a pretty bad way.
Yeah, he's pretty groggy getting back up, Mal, as Stevens will look to convert. Moves in deliberately. Oh, he puts it right up in the air. That's going to pull up short. Pack forms on the line, and it's rushed through by the Swans. So Jared Moore back out on the ground for Lamb.
Doesn't look injured to me.
Short kick out, gets into the hands of Cunningham, goes back by hand before Sydney can deliver it up to centre wing. Spanger pulls it down. He plays on, runs, and then torps it to Dennis Lane inside 50. I don't know how far that kick was, Mal, but it was a long one.
Sure was.
And it landed on the chest of the target too.
Well, he was backward of the centre circles by a fair way.
Well, he was at the corner of the square.
Yeah.
And he's kicked that to centre-half forward, a Manuka Oval, which is a huge ground.
So Dennis Lane has 3-2 in this quarter. Close to the man on the mark, but it looks pretty straight still. It is. And the Swans absolutely dominating now. That's their fourth for the quarter.
Well, the square's 100, isn't it? The square's 100 by 100.
Is it? If you say so.
Well, I'm not confident with that, though.
I don't think it's that big.
No, it's probably 50.
The dimensions are the same size as the MCG here, aren't they?
Yep. Same playing surface.
Yeah.
So he's got to have kicked that, I'm going to say 70, 80 metres.
70, 80.
80, 80, and it hit the man on the chest.
Yep.
Not a bad kick.
19, 10, 100 and a lot. I wish that scoreboard really wouldn't do that. 19, 10...
118?
Oh, can't be.
No, they haven't updated it yet.
Yeah.
1918 and a change.
1910 is 124, isn't it?
213, 381.
Anyway, 15 and a half minutes gone last quarter. Degenerating into a rabble here at Manuka. We'll be back next week when the Tigers take on the winner of tomorrow's game as they try and work it forward. Tackled in there, Sam Jensen, thrown to the ground. Now he's been mugged.
Now that's ball, isn't it?
It is.
Yep.
Yep. Not sure how he was meant to get rid of it, but anyway.
As
he was trying to explain to the umpire.
Oh, he got dumped. Gordon.
Yeah.
I reckon Gordon's been very solid throughout this day for the Swans. Picks out a player now, goes to McNeil, one of the more dangerous ones in this Swans lineup. Good work back there. Franchi got a good fist on a deliberate pass. Now they work back, gets it into the hands of Cunningham. Cunningham dodges and weaves, then bombs it towards full forward. Spanger at the back and just gets his knee up into the back of the Tigers defender and takes a solid mark.
Yeah.
Angle will be the only thing that stops him. Heaslip had no chance there.
None at all. It was a stepladder.
Yeah. So, Spanger... Well, he's taking his time on about a 45-degree angle from the centre of the goal. He'll kick from 30 metres out, makes the goal umpire work, and it's through for a behind. Kicked it to the left, and it stayed there.
Did they not pay that last goal to Dennis Lane? Clearly was a goal, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll check the final score later on as the kick-in went to Dickinson.
We brought it back to the centre for a bounce now.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, the scoreboard didn't seem to update. Here he is again, Dennis Lane.
And that is a good mark too. Expect him to convert. Well, look where they pulled the mark.
Anyway, it's not all good news for Sydney fans today. Their senior team have lost down at Sleepy Hollow in Geelong. 112-78.
Looks like I will be available to call next week, Mal.
And Adelaide are leading 115-48 in the last quarter. So Dennis Lane for another goal, and it is his fifth for the afternoon.
Gee, he's just absolutely mopped up here in this final quarter.
Well, he's got five now, four in this last quarter, and they've kicked five, so he's come to life. They've done a pretty good job, Kirkwood, in keeping him quiet, but as the Sting's gone out of the game, he's come into it.
I think the scoreboard people are packed up here.
I make that 20 goals, 11, 131, to 13, 3, 81. So that'll be 50 points in my reckoning. Probably not reflective of how competitive the game was for three quarters, odd, but as they tend to do, they just, when they get into you, they get into you big time, Sydney. Anyway, back to the middle we go. How long have we got?
I reckon we've got about 8-9 minutes.
All right. Let's try and keep it interesting.
McNeil
dodges out of a high tackle. Is that 15? Cade Klimke took it.
Oh, kicked across the body. Ben goes back for the 1-2. Now a chain of hand passes. Gets it to Watts. Watts delivers it inside 50. Ben Klimke at the back. It was Kavanagh at the front. But the ball comes off hands and over the boundary line at the junction of the 50 and the boundary line in front of the... that's the Menzies stand over on the right-hand side, isn't it?
Yep, Hawk on the other.
Hawk on the other, yep. Ball's inside. The Swans just hacking it forward out of the pack. Getting there first was Dickinson. He kept it in at ground level, though. The Swans are being ferocious. And it was your man, Boschietta, who gets it over the boundary line and throw in as the throw-in to take place. We're 19 minutes, so about to tick into time on. Irwin, well, he got hands on it, just went out the back door as Franchi just tries to dribble it forward. Pack forms over the ball now. Klimke breaks free. His hand pass, he's tackled as he hand passes. Good heavy hit that time. Irwin lined up Dennis Lane, and Dennis Lane took a while to get up as well. He pumped the ball inside 50, mucking around with it on the ground with the Swans, running at the ball. Jensen picks it up, pings it goals out of bounds on the fall. So Dennis Lane, well, he got up pretty quick after he got absolutely poleaxed by
legally,
Neil Irwin.
Legally, must say.
There was nothing wrong with the hit.
Unlike the cheap shot from Mitch Morton on Beau Watts, which went unopposed.
Oh, Curlin has just faced up and ran straight into Fur Garland. And I think Fur Garland, that's the first time I've had to call his name, and he is not feeling too well at all. Nothing illegal with that hit either. Just two players running at the ball, and the ball dropped right between them.
And it might have been shoulder contact to his head.
Well, that's the first time I've called for Garland's name in this game, Mal. I don't know if he's been out there earlier.
No, I don't remember seeing him out there much, but he may well have been. Just
warming up on the bike there for a long time next to Pete.
Dennis Lane coming
up. He was on the ground there before, guys, but then came off injured and then spent a fair bit of time on the bike. And an interesting one for mind is, you know, Will Griggs played a lot of this game on the half-forward flank, hasn't done an awful lot, was involved in this little fracas here earlier, and just haven't seen him in the game. First half of the year is probably the Tigers and the Neefels, one of the Neefels' best players. I don't know what's going on, we just haven't seen him.
Well, Mal, you called it. He looked like he injured his knee in that first quarter, didn't he? And he's just sort of been resting since.
Actually, I walked into the ground with him today, and he was coughing like a chain smoker. So I'm not sure that he's all that well today. So that might explain part of his problem. As for Garland, takes an eternity to get off the ground, holding his head. So the umpire bounces it down. White tapped it straight to Stevens. Gets out of a couple of tackles. His kick went sideways, picked up by Curlin. Long kick towards full forward. Chest mark is taken by Ben Klimke.
So Klimke with a good mark there. He's directly in front. 22-minute mark.
Has four goals already.
Yeah, he's had a good day. He's been able to use the space that's been created because of the double teaming on Kavanagh. Lamb looks like he's getting set back to come out. Mal's best on ground.
You could make some cheap remarks there, like he's burned it up. He's been on fire. Kick missed by Ben Klimke, by the way. Just as, in case you cared. Three for behind.
Anyway, kicking is short. I just mystified of where you were going with that one, and you didn't really get us anywhere. Spanger's going to spill this ball over the boundary line. He gets slung to the ground by Dickinson after the ball's over the boundary line, and we'll have a throw-in.
Aren't we all supposed to eat lamb? Yeah, it's cooked, it's roasted, he's been on fire.
All right.
It works with curry, but not lamb.
Yeah, it's not working with lamb. It's Moore. Shrugs a tackle, kicks the ball towards the boundary line and finds the sanctity of it right in front of the interchange umpire. And we'll have a throw-in to take place. 23-minute mark of this final term. And the game, like the commentary, has degenerated immensely over the course of the afternoon.
Ball back into play. White slaps it forward. Moore runs onto it. He's tackled by King. Spills free. That man Griggs goes to Conroy. He's going to get hammered. Goes back to Griggs. Missed him. It bounces back to the Swans player.
Was that for Garland?
No, it was
no,
52.
No, service.
Mate. Yeah, so he's got it again, that man. Goes to McNeil. What's he going to do? Goes inboard to Ray. Across the ground. It's a good pass.
And Cullen.
Cullen, who's been off the ground a lot, kicks it to his teammate, who takes a good mark under a fair bit of pressure from Franchi, and he'll go back and line it up again.
That's Plug. Brad Plug. He'll be hoping to plug it through the centre.
As Lamb comes back out again, Moore goes off.
So you're saying he's Lamb's back in the oven?
Sam Kekovic, what does he say? Kick on its way as a goal. As to Sydney, another one.
You know, you need to stop it. I only had a sausage roll for lunch. Can we stop the old lamb chatting? Interestingly, from ground level, there's still plenty of sting in this, and there's still plenty of feeling. This is just a contest just here in front of me. There's there's plenty of intensity there. But one thing that certainly is noticeable is the bigger bodies from the Swans, their listed players, seem to be getting a lot of a lot more contested possessions than what the Tigers players are.
21-11, 137 Sydney. The Tigers 13-482, 25 gone.
Scoreboard's caught up.
Yes, they have. Adelaide 123, the Gold Coast 54. Earlier Geelong beat Sydney 112-78.
Conroy gets it down, gives it to Stevens. Stevens kicks up towards Quade. For one of the few occasions today, Quade hasn't been able to get to the ball and have it stick. It bounced well in front of him and he saw it over the boundary line. 60 metres away from the Queanbeyan attacking goal. Throw to take place in front of the Menzies stand.
White and Curlin.
Oh, that was a shoulder to the chin.
Goes to Lamb. Sends it along the boundary line in front. Spanger. Punched away by Irwin. Irwin tries to crash through. He's starting to get his elbows out, Neil. He needs to lock him in. He's got to play again next week. Griggs has got it, tackled, gets it to Irwin. Now another handball to Stevens. Someone kick it. It's called football. Goes to Franchi.
He's on his left.
He runs to 50. Long bomb. It's going to miss everything. Atkinson down there. Went past him. Sydney defence work it out way too easily.
Heaslip.
But Heaslip is going to chop it off.
Well, Heaslip getting up and running back. It's like he's...
like there's still time left.
Yes.
There isn't. It'll be a consolation goal if he kicks it. Nice kick off the boot.
Oh, it is.
Holds its line. Just drifts away to the left, through from behind.
Another player limping off there, Pete, for the Swans. Nope, he's not listening to
me. I reckon he's got Potter. Some sort of leg injury.
Yeah, Potter. Thanks, Doctor.
And getting out
Dr.
there
Peter
is McNeil.
Larkin's down there on the sideline.
Short kick in. Now goes to load it up outside 50, looking for Spanger. Spanger worked Irwin under the ball, but
it
missed
Pete.
A lot.
Get it.
And the ball over the boundary line, and it will be a throw-in right in front of Pete Newham.
Didn't attack it, mate. Ordinary.
Throw-in.
It was coming at me way too fast. I was trying to get back over the fence.
Stevens pumps it inside 50 again. Quay just couldn't reel it in that time. As King picks the pockets of the Swans, goes into the corridor. Atkins gets it on the half volley. He runs around. Hand pass. It's a good one. Gets it to Danaher. That's not Danaher. That's Watt. Watt goes out wide. Looking for the coach in...
Cade Klemke, who then tried to get it into the corridor, and it's Ray of Sydney who gets the mark. He goes short and gives it to Mal Prentice, who, if he doesn't have Lamb tonight, he's going to be very disappointed, because it's been all Lamb here at Manuka Oval.
Good mark by Neil Irwin. Plays on quickly to Conroy. Put him under pressure. Now back inside to Griggs.
Who just ran into
gives,
two.
Yeah, gives it back to Conroy. Wobbly hand pass to Heaslip. Someone kick it, he does. Long ball. Atkinson, can he get to it? No. Held out of it by the Swans defence. And there's his... There, that man again, Pot Roast Lamb, sends it very wide to his teammates, but they both left it for each other. Cutting it off, Kirkwood for the Tigers. Sends it up towards half forward. Stevens went through his hands. Now he picks it up. Handball to King. He tapped it away, but it went straight to Sydney. And they'll send it back towards centre wing again. Lynch dropped an easy mark, picked it up. He's going to handball away. Did. Spanger's got it now. Goes for a run. One bounce. No, it's not Spanger, because he's on this grandstand side. He'll probably get it if he attacks it. No, the Tigers players.
That was Bryce with a good fist. Gets it to Irwin. Irwin just drops the ball as he's tackled. Sydney pick it up, but stacks on the mill. And Jolliffe manages to pilfer it. He goes for a run through the centre of the ground, tumbles it forward off the chest of Stevens. Stevens shrugs the tackle away, hand passes backwards as he falls to ground. Moore wraps up the Queanbeyan player, but Stevens is quickly back up onto his feet. Now it's hacked up in towards 50. Trying to get there is Sydney, and they make good time. Chainer hand passes to White, who goes over the top with another hand pass. That's Dennis Lane from memory. Gets it out wider to Ray, who kicks towards centre half forward, and on the lead, Spanger. Well, he eventually got it, Mal. Chips over the top, two full forward. Pack crashes in, and Sydney will be first to the bouncing ball as... it did go out eventually, as Morton was the man who was the last man holding it as it goes over the line. Throwing to take place 45 metres away from Sydney attacking goal as Roy Jarks comes back onto the field. Ray picks it up. He must have gone on the ball now. He's appearing everywhere, the 55 of the Swans. Eventually McNeil is bundled out over the boundary line at the junction of the 50 and the boundary line in front of the Hawk stand.
Throw in to take place. Good to see Roy Jakes back out there.
He'll be important next week.
Yeah. Well, will Swan get back? That's the main thing. Is that man Ray again sends it high and long. Nobody touched it, did they? Well, the goal umpire said someone must have, because it's a rush behind.
Is that Bryce to do the kick-out duties here? Well, wants to go straight up to Heaslip, who is all open right up the guts. No. He goes around to the dead pocket. Run out of the square. So he's having a nightmare today, Bryce. Not his best game.
21-12, 138, the Swans, the Tigers, 13-5, 83. 31 minutes gone last quarter. Umpire puts it down in the goal square. Can anyone grab it? The Swans do at the moment. Now they've let it go. Spills off hands. They work it backwards towards Jesse White. He loads it up. It won't matter. It doesn't get the distance. It doesn't count. And the Swans have had a big win. 21 goals, 12, 138. They kicked six goals in the last three quarters of the game. The Tigers, 13-5, 83. So that's a comprehensive win. 38 plus 17 makes 55. And after quarter time, it was 18 goals to 9. So they doubled them in the second half, or the last three quarters. As Pete was going to try and pick up some Swans players for an interview, but they've all brushed
him. I think he's going to the coach.
He's going to Jared Crouch, is he? Get my man Lamb. He was best on ground by a long way.
Well, we'll see how... Well, it looks like Jared Crouch will be the first one to speak to our Peter Newham, who's down there at ground level. Pete.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, I'm with Swans Netball coach Jared Crouch. First half, you probably wouldn't have been real happy. Probably a quarter time okay, half time not so, but the third and the fourth quarters, your guys were pretty impressive.
Yeah, look, the boys had to make a choice whether they wanted to play or not. In the second quarter, they thought the win was going to play for them. Full credit to Queanbeyan. No, they're a good side, and I guess they showed, like we did in the first quarter, if you want to work into a reasonably strong breeze, you can still score. And in that third quarter, the boys decided they... wanted to do the basics right and got the due rewards for it in the end.
I suppose the couple of the standouts, you know, Crouch and Lamb. Moore. You coached well, but Moore and Lamb were probably they got the most of your ball and used it pretty well.
I can't speak highly enough for Jared Moore. Look, he's an absolute, you know, champion person. You know, he's obviously there's reasons why he's not playing senior football. Probably no due to, you know, himself. He works incredibly hard. He's a fantastic leader for this football club, and that's not just this. You know, Niafu team, this is for our whole club, and yeah, another outstanding performance, but I expect nothing less from that. And what he does is he shows those younger guys how to play, and he's certainly a big asset for us.
One thing I noticed being on the sideline is the intensity was certainly still there in that last quarter. Some of the contests were still pretty fierce.
Well, they have to. I mean, you know, unfortunately, I think the seniors have got done, so these guys need to crack in for four quarters. There might be an opportunity for him to get there.
All right, mate, thanks, all the best. Enjoy the week off, and we might see you in 2 weeks.
Cheers. Thank you.
Well, a very happy Swans coach into the grand final. And it's not that long ago, Mal, or it probably is about 8 years ago now, that since Sydney actually won their first reserve grade final when they won the AFL Canberra here. And they've since gone on to win just about everything except for last year.
Guys, just got, I think it's nicknamed Bulldog.
Yeah, stuck around for a while. About 8 years, we think of a secret it is.
Now, that's 50 points in the end, but just here on the sideline, the intensity was certainly still there.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, first half was really tight and Queenie really come to play. So we knew we were in for a big battle, and I thought the second half, we set it up with a third quarter. So really good quarter against the Breeze and able to stick on for the win.
You've got a week off unless you get the call up next week. Your seniors got done by 40 by Geelong. Do you still look at that as the end goal for you? You've been in the system for a few years.
Definitely. I wouldn't still be playing or trying as hard as I can if it wasn't for the end goal of playing senior. So, mate, footy's a funny game and you don't know what's going to happen. I mean, the senior's lost by 40 this week, so there might be some changes and injuries or something like that. You've just got to be playing the best footy you can so that you're ready for call up if you need it.
Yeah, the teammates were suggesting that I need to ask you about the Mulrooney. So are you winning it for the third time or something? Yeah.
Oh, they're talking a lot of crap, I think. I had a pretty consistent year, but I mean, that's not really something I play for.
You'd rather the premiership?
Oh, for sure, and we've got a chance now. We're in it, so looking forward to a couple of weeks.
All the best, mate. Get in to sing the song.
Thanks, mate.
All right, thanks to the coach and Jared Moore. Jared Crouch and Jared Moore for their time after the game. Pete's going to head inside to the Queanbeyan rooms and see if he can't pick up an interview or two. They'll be pretty shell-shocked after that effort, particularly after half-time where it was 12 goals to 4. Still in it at half-time with only a goal the difference, but really a dominant second half by the Sydney Swans to run out convincing winners 21-12, 138 to 13-583. Checking the goal scorers for the Swans, Dennis Lane with 5, Morton with 4, 2 each to Lamb and McNeil. Singles to Spanger, Moore, Heath, Cunningham, Gordon, Pott, McKinlay, Plug and Service. So a wide spread of goal scorers there. For the Tigers, 4 to Ben Klemke, 3 to Quade, 2 each to Stevens and Atkinson. Singles to Kavanagh and Fruin. So a comprehensive win for the Tigers. Not all done for the season. They'll be back next week to take on the winner from tomorrow's game. Ainslie and Eastleigh are the combatants. And as I mentioned, they've beaten them, both of those clubs, every time they've played them this season. So they should have some confidence coming back next week. They may get Andrew Swan back from injury. He still had the brace on his knee today, though, but he was a 50-50 chance of playing. They didn't look to have anyone else injured. I didn't see the incident with Will Griggs behind the play, but hopefully that won't come to anything. Not sure about Daniel Campbell. He had a bit of a brace on his foot as well today with an ankle problem. Not sure if they'll get him back, but there were a few that might be looking over their shoulder to being replaced. There was a couple of Tigers players with pretty quiet games today, so they'll be back next week. So will the under-18s, and hopefully if the reserves win tomorrow, all three grades will be represented out here at Marnik. Just wait and see if Pete Newham's got anyone from the Queanbeyan rooms. I'd imagine they've gone behind the closed
door. Well, Mal, I can hear you, but they've just actually gone straight from the ground into the briefing room.
Yep.
And they actually just haven't come out. So if you can just do still wax lyrical for the next minute or two. I did hear them sort of talking about recovery and, you know, another game next week, etc., through the door. But do some stats or do the goal kickers or something, and we might get someone.
All right, just checking the AFL score from Geelong, where the Sydney Swans senior team have lost down there. The score was 17-10, 112 to 11-12, 78. Tom Hawkins kicked four goals for Geelong. Adam Goods, the leading goal scorer for the Swans, with just two. So comprehensive win to Geelong down there. And Adelaide, as they get close to full time, 22-21, 153 to the Gold Coast Suns, 9-6-60. Graham Johncock, Ian Callanan both have four goals each for the Crows. And for the Gold Coast, Gary Ablett and Stephen Mayne have two goals each. So
Callanan is the man with the Brett Ratton ears that's currently playing here.
Yeah, he's a mature age recruit, so he's done well. So that'll put the Crows, in my reckoning, to second on the ladder.
Yep, that's correct.
So they'll have a home final next week. Hawthorn on top will be the other home final. Sydney will go down to third. And tonight's games, Essendon and Collingwood.
So that game determines whether West Coast or Collingwood finish fourth, isn't it?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, so everyone will be cheering on Essendon?
No, they won't. Not everyone.
Yeah. Well, everyone except for you will be cheering on Essendon.
And the other 75,000 Collingwood supporters. And if Collingwood lose, I would imagine Geelong will leapfrog them into, what'll it be, fifth position after their big win today, because they had a better percentage than Collingwood and were only a game behind them. So all for it to play for.
All right, Pete, if you've got anyone down there, well, now's the time. Otherwise, we'll cross back to the studio.
So Tigers, unfortunately, going down here.
Look, just to let you know, the guys, they are still in that deep conversation in behind closed doors. So, but the general mood, I suppose, between support staff and other players is pretty ordinary and pretty doom and gloomy. But they haven't come out. So, and we were going to try to get Brian Quaid, the coach of the century, I suppose, legend coach, but he's just on the phone at the minute.
He saw you coming and just dialed whatever number was first up, I think.
All right, we might wrap it up from here. It's rather cold. Unfortunately for Tiger fans, they have not won today. They've lost 21-12, 138 to 13-5-83, but they do get another chance. They'll be back here next Saturday afternoon to take on either Ainslie or Eastlake. We'll be back to broadcast that game for you. On behalf of Peter and Craig, I'm Mal Prentice. Let's hand you back to the QBN FM studios. Good afternoon.